welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Hey, everybody. Phone number, 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. Even though my name is in that phone number, I have to look up and find it on the wall. That's what happens when you get older and you used to smoke pot. Stacy Galandi is sitting in. She's going to be doing the news for us this morning. She's a correspondent for Inside Edition. A lot of stories here about Stacy. We'll get into that. First, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Adam. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you.
Thanks.
You're perky. I like that.
Yeah, I try to be.
And you're summer. You're summer. We're both summers. That's
really
what I like about
autumn,
you.
Yeah.
You're an autumn?
I'm really an autumn, but I thought I'd go a little summer-spring thing today.
You're actually an autumn, but you want summer.
Yeah. Hmm. I can't tan. I'm a redhead, so...
Oh, is that what that is? I thought summer, just because you're blonde, you have like a nice strawberry blonde, fair complexion. You look, you really, it's like staring into a flashlight.
Well, if she's a nice summer, then how would you also be a summer? By that logic, you're not.
I'm not. I just say whatever the other person, I think the other person is.
So you can.
But it's how I ingratiate myself.
I see.
I'm a chameleon. BS chameleon.
I see.
I would think he's a winter.
Yeah, probably. So Stacy is, works for Inside Edition, and you've done a lot of kooky stunts over the years.
Yes.
Stayed awake for 80 hours.
Yes, just to see the effects of sleep deprivation.
Yeah, people talk about, you know, bungee jumping or going over Niagara Falls in a barrel, but staying up for 80 hours is as brutal as anything gets. Mm-hmm. I would rather get like a prison-style tattoo, you know, where the kind where they sear it into you, the kind where they take a coat hanger and they make it into your initials, and they heat it up, and then they just in your arm like you're in some black fraternity or something. I'd rather have that than stay up for 80 hours.
That's what our government does when they're leaning on the terrorists. That's what they do. They just sleep deprive them so that they spill the beans, yes?
It's bad, but I think the tattoo thing would be worse.
I don't know. Yeah. 80 hours.
Well, you're used to getting up early in the morning, so
no,
you
not.
Don't need your sleep, do you?
Yes, no. 80 hours. I mean, look, seriously, staying up, you know, a long day is tough, and if you make it to 24 hours, that's pretty brutal. But this is 3 days plus, right? Or 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, you go through every cycle. We all done the, you know, staying up all nighter thing for college. But by the third day, you're crying. You get punch drunk.
So, you're moody.
You're moody.
Irritable.
Yeah. But I had to do it. I just had to see how if I could actually go that long.
Yeah, but why didn't you see what, you know, 50 hours was like?
Well, the other guy that I was doing with was able to go that long, so I thought, well, I can't let this guy be.
Gonna hang with him?
Yeah, I had to do it.
And so. You're worse. I think they've done studies now that bears this out, but driving, for instance, you'd be better off. You'd rather share the road with a guy who had a six-pack in him than a guy who hadn't slept for 45, 50 hours, right?
I think because the longer you go without sleep, I think the worse it is, especially for drivers. That's part of this study that they did, is to see is how it really affects you, and you shouldn't be driving when you're have no sleep. But I don't know. Could you be that impaired though and be that much better off if you
have
no sleep?
Well, I think it depends on your personal constitution. I would like me behind me on a six-pack rather than me behind me on 80 hours of sleep deprivation. I could drink a six-pack and make it home. No big deal.
I've conked out from exhaustion on the road and literally realized I've fallen asleep and woken up a few seconds later driving like 75, 80 miles an hour down the freeway.
Really?
Yeah.
It's always I'm always amazed.
Frightening. That guy.
There's a lot of guys that are capable of that, and it's always amazing, and it makes me think, wow, if you can fall asleep driving a car, you can fall asleep just about anywhere.
I'm like a 20-year-old guy at the time.
You fell
pretty
asleep
pathetic, yeah.
Driving home from college or something?
Yeah, exactly, right. Out boozing the whole night, like last night.
Hungover.
Semester kind of thing, driving back to Pittsburgh, PA, down the freeway, and just all of a sudden like, oh, what just happened? Like an 87-year-old man falling asleep on the road.
Crapped himself twice on that road trip.
Hope you don't do that now, though.
Just to crap himself. Stacy has joined an all-female chain gang. How'd that go?
Yeah, just to see what it's like. As you know, it's the pink underwear. It's the black and white striped, you know,
pink underwear.
Yeah, that's Sheriff Joe Arpaio. We'll talk about it actually later in the news.
Arizona,
world's toughest sheriff. This was something he felt that this was demeaning enough that, you know, it's the men have to wear the pink underwear, and the women, you're actually literally chained to about 25 other women of all shapes, sizes, crimes.
Were you working?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wasn't in there on anything illegal. But no, we were.
No,
just
I mean you're on assignment. But what were you doing when you were chained together?
You had to literally take graves, people who've died, and you actually have to bury them. That's part of their punishment. So you're actually, these huge boxes with dead bodies, you're actually putting them into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually picking up trash.
The bodies were of inmates or just folks?
Oh, folks. The indigent.
Wow.
You know.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah. So, bums that fell asleep.
We're trying to give them a nice burial. So it's part
that's
of the,
nice.
It's part of the punishment.
Yeah,
it's a
sure.
little demeaning.
Come on. Hey, a bunch of pedophiles and arsonists chained together. They're going to put you in the ground, say their last words.
Well, what is the hobo power on that scenario?
In Arizona?
A bum who's dead in the heat with a bunch of stinking inmates.
Yeah, it's got a smell.
Stinking them up.
Well,
yeah.
It depends what month. If it was summertime, that's rough.
It was bad. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I like that sheriff because he's tough on crime. I'll tell you what I don't like though. You know, I see all prisoners are always dressed in orange jumpsuits, so they have the stripes on them, the old jailbird. And you think, well, why do they have those crazy outfits? And then you realize, well, because if they get over the fence, you don't want them blending in. But I've seen enough movies. First thing they need is a change of clothes, so they go to the farmhouse and they jump the guy who's just sitting there with his family. I would dress my prisoners, you know, jeans. I'd dress them in Gap stuff. So if they did break out, they wouldn't go immediately kill some old man and get his clothes or do the thing where they pull it off the line. They'd just go out and we'd catch them.
Yeah.
They always kill one family, get the car. I'd give them a car and some Gap clothes. Because getting the car and getting the change of clothes always gets a civilian hurt, and then they catch them. That's how it works.
Thoughtful of you.
Yeah.
Saving lives.
Yeah, I give him like a baseball hat, and I give him some clogs, some of those leather type shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need. If you escape from prison, you put on a pair of those leather clogs, the ones the gay guys wear around. No one would ever stop you.
Yeah,
you could walk into prison, walk out again. No one would say a word. There's no way. No one's ever looking for a guy in clogs. It's impossible. There's never been a guy apprehended who's ever been wearing clogs.
Well, listen, maybe these people deserve a break. If you're clever
you.
Enough to escape from
was.
The joint.
Yes. A law and order. Thank you.
You break out. If you're clever enough to get out of a maximum security situation, you know, you should get a little prize. Here's your Gap clothes so you can live free.
Smart. Socrates?
Yes, sir.
You fell asleep while driving one day?
Yeah, I fell asleep. Basically, my day starts at 2 a.m., I commute every day. It's like an hour north to Fresno. And so they tried to get me to work overtime. So I was like, all right, I'm pretty tired, but I'll work anyway. So I'm on my way home, and I don't drink caffeine at all. And I was like, maybe I should get caffeine. And then so I did it, and I thought I could make it home. So I'm on the freeway driving. I'm kind of dozing in and out. And finally, I almost get home, and I just conked out, and I was out of it. And when I woke up, I was my car was already on the side of the freeway. I went off the road, and my car was spinning, and I almost went to oncoming traffic. But then I swerved and I slid out of it. Mm-hmm. I just kind of slammed on my brakes, and it's pretty scary.
Yeah, it happens a lot. And for a guy who can't fall asleep in first class on a 6-hour flight, drunk with an Ambien in me and off of 3 hours sleep the night before. I find this virtually impossible, but evidently it is because it happens on a daily basis. All right, is your name really Socrates?
Yeah, my name is Socrates.
<That's>
my
nice.
Dad's name is Mozart.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a news photographer.
Is it a good living?
It's all right.
Do you live in a crappy apartment?
Yeah, a crappy apartment.
Yeah,
well, it's
see
not
that?
Crappy, but I mean it's all right.
It's a one bedroom though, right?
Two.
You're a renter, though. You have a roommate?
Yeah, I do.
Sad. See, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, okay. Well, you're still young. It's the danger of giving your kid a noble name when you go with that champ or princess or Socrates or something like that. There's always the chance, and it's better than not that the kid's going to not live up to the name. what you want to do is sort of lower the bar a little and let him outperform his name.
Dope.
Yeah,
just
dope.
Name the kid Dopey.
Slug. No count. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Retard. Down syndrome guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's off the top of my head. But give him a name and let him outperform the name. Ron? There's a name you can outperform. You get yourself a nice job over at Chicken in a Basket, and you've outperformed Ron.
I was thinking about names, by the way. We've been talking a lot about baby names for your kids. I was thinking about this one, is that there are names that cannot possibly apply to an infant, and yet people give them. Like, they can only, it's as though they should be born a 53-year-old man.
Yeah.
Like
Stanley.
Carl. Carl, no, the Carl. Baby. Carl, yeah. Look at Carl, the little baby. Look at Victor, the little baby. That's weird.
Yeah.
Who thinks of that?
Stupid people.
Yeah.
Whose parents were dumb enough to name their kids something else or them. It's there's a lot of crappy names that get passed on. Like, you know, you do that thing where it's like, Gertrude. What kind of name is Gert? I know. It's a horrible name. My grandfather's wife, My mother's middle name is Gertrude, and it's a family name. Then her mother was named Gertrude, and then one of our aunts is like, all right, there's horrible genes that are passed all the time. Let's go ahead and nip this in the bud.
Yes,
that's what you do.
Medicine is trying to eliminate these.
Yeah, what else do you have in your family? Alcoholism? What else could we pass along? Pedophilia? What other horrible skeleton do you have in your family's closet you like to pass along? This is just that. A horrible name. There's a lot of, here's the whole thing with families. It's like a big gin rummy hand. You know, you want to keep the cards that work and you want to toss the ones that don't work. And that doesn't work. There's names that don't work. There's traits that don't work. There's addiction. There's disease. There's things you don't want to pass along, things you don't want to perpetuate. Use the name too. If someone's got a horrible name, nip it in the bud. Yes? What do you say, Stacey?
I don't think. I mean,
what'd you do? Name somebody?
No.
Something bad?
No, but I just, a friend of mine, you know, Irving,
bad, yeah.
And, you know, Julia Roberts named her kids Hazel and Phineas.
Yeah.
So.
I know. I would laugh except for I have a nephew named Finn.
Well, that's
I actually
kind of
like
cool.
That one. That's not a bad.
Well, thing. Phineas will get changed to Finn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
You know, you got it. But I just think, you know, whatever happened, especially now, what happened with all just regular names like Sue and Tammy, I don't know. There's nothing normal anymore. You have to have this outrageous name all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we talked about it yesterday. The brothers got crazy with the names, and now Whitey's following too. We're all name wiggers. We're going our own crazy direction. Oh, you have a Demetrius? All right. We got Apple. Want to keep it going? It's a cold war of horrible names.
There is no racial bigotry here.
It's hard to use the same names. Like, so I've made the point before that, you know, there are names that are very different when put on a black man versus a white man.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is Luther.
Yeah.
If you're Luther and you're black, you're the baddest dude around. But if you're Luther, you're a white supremacist.
Yeah, it's a good point. Or possibly
Reggie.
How about genius.
Reggie? You're a smooth, shooting, basketball-playing, cool guy. And if you're Reggie, you're a white guy. You're a loser.
Essentially Elton John before he changed his name. Yeah. Tom?
Yes, sir?
You're an Army Ranger?
Ex-Army Ranger.
And, I say you're always an Army Ranger.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
All right. And you had to go through 5 days of sleep deprivation?
Almost five. Well, you know, in between little tasks that they give us to do, like 30-mile force march or 20-mile night navigation through the swamp,
mm-hmm.
They'll give you 10 or 15 minutes here and there to shove some food down your neck and maybe change your socks and maybe shut your eyes for 3 minutes, and then you're back up going again.
Yeah, sleep deprivation, all that Navy SEAL training and Ranger, all those special ops training things, it's always about sleep deprivation. I would argue in today's Army, though, all the 30-mile pack marches and all that stuff, with today's weapons, screw it. You know what I mean? I mean, you should be training on video games.
They have a sniper rifle you can shoot a guy at a mile and a half away now.
That's my point. Why schlep a mile and a half when you can hit him with a bullet from a mile and a half? I mean, I understand it's cool and everything and it makes you tough. And then back in the day when you had swords and shields and daggers and it was all hand-to-hand stuff, then you should be marching and training. But now, shouldn't you just be wearing, you know, some sort of... helmet, some sort of simulation helmet, and just sitting on a folding chair and killing bad guys at night when they can't see you?
Yeah, but then we wind up with an army that looks like Tad.
It would probably be more fun to just sit at my house on a computer with a satellite uplink and just call an airstrike. Right?
That's what I'm saying, Tom. All right, so now you're out of the army. Did you see any action?
Yes, sir.
Where at?
Central America.
Hmm. How is that over there?
Good. Pretty stinky.
Stinky, but good prostitutes,
right? A lot of hobo power down in Central America.
Yeah, it's hot, and the people aren't exactly, you know, it's not exactly the Howard Hughes types over there. I mean,
no,
they're not.
And they're not real up on personal hygiene.
Yeah, there's not a lot of compulsive washers over there. Here, a little Panama for you.
No, sir.
Yeah,
hey Adam, I love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to it every day, and really, I really love what you guys are doing with it.
Thank you. You know, we need, you know, we talk about what we export in this country. We need to, we have a lot of OCD in this country. A lot of folks that wash their hands 55 times a day. A lot of people that bathe in Purell. They won't use a public telephone. If they do, once in a while you go to the bathroom in here and you see a throne that has been made of toilet paper because some guy's ass didn't want to come in contact with the toilet seat. Evidently, we're the only country in the world, possibly Germany, who suffers from OCD. Everyone else just... They don't wash anything, and then we get all their chicken related diseases and stuff over here. We need to export that.
It's a good idea.
We need to take a handful of we need to do. We need to take like our most. We need our sort of typhoid Mary. You know, the guy who has the most OCD in this country, or a handful of them, and just start spreading them out. Central America, South America. Go ahead. Go to Africa. Go start doing your thing. Start getting everyone else nuts with the hand washing and the toilet seat thrown. And let's really kick it up over there, because evidently nobody suffers from that over there.
Just send a bunch of Howie Mandels over there.
Right. That's right. Before you know what they're doing, they won't hump anymore. Everyone will be too freaked out to hump. They'll just do the hand bash. Hey, buddy. Hey, bro. Yeah, that'll be it.
When I was in Czechoslovakia years ago, in Prague, I went into one of the public bathrooms there, and it's down in the bowels of like underneath the subway. It was disgusting. Anyway, I went and I had to go number two, and they have these ladies. You know how you have the guys in the restaurants who, you know, hand you the towel, obviously, and the stick of gum and everything.
Sure.
They have this like these toilet frowls that hang out down in the down there. And
so I met my wife.
I went in.
Be careful.
She's a toilet frowl.
Keep going, but
tread
be careful.
Lightly.
Be careful. Tread very lightly, my friend. Go
you
ahead.
You got a very short leash.
Just keep talking. Just
prosecutor.
Watch what you're saying.
So I go into the stall. There's no toilet paper in there. I come out. I say to the toilet frowl, "What gives, lady?"
And Lynette says,
I give her some collection of the coins, you know, that they have there.
Yeah.
I give her a collection of the coins. She gives me two sheets.
Wow.
Two squares. What am I to do with that? Plug it? What? That's not enough to clean. I go through at least half a roll every time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to know
how
to use those seats. Do you use those little things that you put on the seat? Because do you pull out
Are you kidding me? They have the shields there? No way.
Well,
none of the guards.
I always wonder, like, are you supposed to rip that thing in the middle off first?
You know, I've discovered, you're talking about when you're stateside, yeah. I think that little flap, that knockout in the center.
Do you do that yourself?
Of the, well, first off, the ass gaskets. Or when you work construction, like I said, there's always a sign in the porta potty, it says free cowboy hats, an arrow pointing down. It lightens things up. Then on the outside of the porta potty, it says Mexican space shuttle. So it's a good time. It just, you know, whatever.
It's where you honed your comedy chops.
My comedy chops, the Mexican space shuttle with the free cowboy hats. But yeah, I think it took me about 20 years to figure out that you let that flap fall into the toilet, and then when you flush the toilet, it pulls it down into it. I like the guy that leaves whatever's left of it on the seat and walks away. Really? You're done here? You can't take your own fecal-smeared ass coaster and knock that into the commode? I'll just deal with that. You're right. I should deal with that.
I only used just one for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, I normally just squat.
So. All right, good. Yeah. I'm just saying, evidently OCD does not exist in other parts of the world, and I'll explain why. When you have real problems, OCD is a luxury you can't afford. We have OCD over here because we got a lot of white folks with a lot of money, and eventually when you have a gate around your house and you have security and you have insurance on everything and everything has been child-proofed and everything, every car has 30 airbags and a roll bar, your mind starts going into other things. You go into the invisible world because you need to worry. You need to think about something there. When you're worried about what you're going to eat every day, forget about, you know, having, you know, three-layer quilted ass paper to wipe yourself with. You're using a cardboard box or an old Christmas tree. Oh, yes. Yes, they will use our disposed Christmas trees. Stuff in May and July. Stuff we throw out, they'll use for toilet paper. Point is when you have real problems, you don't get OCD because you just don't have time to wash your hands with Purell 30 times a day. That's how you know these problems don't really exist in our culture. They're manufactured because we have time and money. All right, the more you know. Thank you. We need to take ourselves a break. Stacy, you're like my muse. You inspire me.
Really?
You move me.
The way I talk about toilet paper?
Yeah, it moves me.
he's fallen prey to it before. Lynette, the toilet frau.
That's right.
Wooed him with her talk.
She wiped, moved me. All right. So, Stacy Galandi is here. We'll have more tape from the Moussaoui trial. It's been a little while. David Alan Greer, DAG, my main man coming in today. Deaf frat guy. And, we're going to play a spirited round of Rich Man, Poor Man.
I think you've forgotten someone else, haven't you? The 50-plus goal scorer, the San Jose Sharks, Chichu!
Oh, Chichu.
That's right.
Going to be part of the show during the sports.
That's right.
All right, I tune out. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail on the Adam Carolla Show.
I live in Canada. I listen to your show. Great show. You, Adam Carolla, making a million and buying a 200 mile an hour car. You know what? You pay $200 million for a $200, you know, whatever it is.
Hey, can you guys ever answer this phone? Come on. Get someone to work.
Billy, our webmaster, is in studio. Also, Stacy Galandi. Stacy can be found on Inside Edition. Kind of a Deborah Norville doppelganger, though,
yeah.
I'd say a younger
Deborah
Norville. I find her tremendously foxy.
Do you? Yeah, she's got a good following.
She does?
Yeah.
We'll Jeremy Piven. Them all. Jeremy Piven?
Yeah, he's in love
dead.
With her.
He's dead to me.
He's dead. John Cusack.
I'm going to send her one of those notes I make from clipping separate letters from the newspaper.
No.
Yeah.
That's, I bet she gets a lot of those.
Note. Yeah.
But no, that's great.
Can't trace it. Impossible to trace because I use 30 different newspapers. Billy?
Yes, sir.
What's happening, my brother?
Nothing much, Mr. Carolla. How are you?
Billy's a big fan of mine, so I like him.
Mr. Carolla, too. You don't
I
mind,
like
David.
That. Respect.
By the way, I was just looking up. You know who else she looks like is Jenny Lee Harrison, who took over for Suzanne Somers. She was Cindy,
yes.
The Chrissy Snow's cousin,
yes.
Who moved in after Chrissy had to move out.
Yeah. Now which one? One of them looked more like Chrissy, and the other one was even more slender and looked a little more sophisticated. I can't think. There were two chicks.
Terry was the nurse.
Terry was the nurse.
That was Priscilla Barnes, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Correct. Wow. Impressive.
Yeah.
Lady.
Pull that out of somewhere.
No. Look, Bert Convy. See, when you look like someone, you know their names.
Yeah. I see.
Tattletales.
Sure.
I remember that.
Yeah. Sadly, in the ground now, but you know who you look like.
Priscilla Barnes, though. That's a pretty good pull there.
It was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Me too.
What does that say about me?
Yeah, you do. You
soulmates.
You do look like her. This is sort of a foxy, but friendly. Approachable foxy.
I used to get Molly Ringwald all the time.
Yeah.
I was her stand-in on a movie years and years ago.
Which one?
Fresh Horses.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, with Andrew McCarthy. It was like the second movie they did. And, you know, it was okay, I guess.
Molly Ringwald. Yeah. You know who you actually look like, because I grew up down the street from them. You look like her sister. You look like somewhere in between her and her sister Beth. Yeah.
Beth who?
Ringwald.
Okay,
she has a sister, yeah. Looks like you. No, I'm not being funny.
Really?
I'm saying you look like your sister. Yeah, she's blonder and looks more like you. Yeah. Find a picture of her. Someone could probably go on the internet and find a picture of Beth Ringwald, I bet.
Hmm.
Well, anyway. Billy, where are we? You look like no one. Not even yourself.
That's not true. I've told you who he looks like, too.
Yeah, I know, but it's insulting.
It is not insulting.
Oh,
it's
what do you mean it's not insulting? Who does he look like?
He looks like the lead biker in the Black Widows, in the Every Which Way But Loose movies. He's the main bad guy.
That is the ugliest man alive, that guy. He's short, he's stocky. Well, he's Brusca. No, he looks like a troll, and he's balding, and he has a devil face.
Yeah,
and bad skin.
But he had a successful career in Hollywood, just as Billy is.
I can't think of a less attractive guy. Okay, we found a picture of Beth Ringwald. It's black and white.
It's a picture of me at BillyMoses.com.
Nobody cares, Billy. getting there. All right, see if we can find a color one, Mike. Starting to get there.
I kind of said Billy looks like Clyde the ape.
Yeah, it's true. Would have been a nice upgrade for him. Anyway, Billy.
Yes, sir.
Shocking, you don't have a prom date yet, right?
Shocking.
You're a senior over at Rio Honda?
Buena Vista.
Buena Vista. Buena Vista High. Whatever. And again, we don't want the illegals. We don't want the Mexicans coming here. Maybe we should stop naming every goddamn things in their language. Everything's Buena Vista this, and every theater, and it's always Sepulveda, and it's, oh, you're in Los Angeles, and then you're going to Santa Barbara, and you're in San Diego. Perhaps we should not name everything, even cars. Oh, yeah. Take the El Camino over to Buena Vista. How do you get to Buena Vista High in your El Camino? We'll go down to Sepulveda, turn right on Los Feliz. It's right in the middle of Los Angeles. Fantastic. Yeah, but don't come. Let's rethink this strategy. That's all I'm saying. Billy, I'm sorry. You're our webmaster here, right?
Yes, sir.
And a senior.
Yes.
In high school, and it's prom season.
It is.
And
prom's coming around May 20th.
May 20th.
That's the exact date.
So we got a couple of more weeks and a few days.
Yeah.
And you're looking for a date.
I am.
And we tried to set you up with one of your sister's friends.
But it did not work out.
It did work out.
Yeah,
to some extent, right.
She said she would attend, but I didn't like her attitude.
Yeah, she didn't want to pursue in the relationship after.
Right. She didn't want any, you know, tuggy, grabby, touchy feely.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, it could go there. It could go there. Definitely. I mean, well, you know, I've never really had a big commitment, really, being 17 years old. But mm-hmm. And that sounds really bad, by the way. 17,
what?
And I haven't had a relationship.
No, yet. A lot of folks, including almost everyone here, didn't have anything going until early 20s. No problem. A lot of late bloomers.
Really? When I was in high school, when I graduated high school, I went back and I counted up in my head, not counting my sisters and mother, I said a grand total of 9 words to girls through my first 18 years.
That's about
years.
Me right
true.
You came out of
Christ
your shell.
Yeah, they said one. Lady said one to Dave Damchick. No. That was the total. Just one word. Powerful, though.
Do you know who I am?
No. There you go. Same
word.
You want
to get to know me?
No.
Will we go? Maybe
no.
We could... Do you want to?
No. That's it. They said no. They said it 2,700 times, but it was just a one word. So listen, Billy, we'd like to find a date. And here's what I think Billy's looking for, Stacy. Uh-oh. Now you've just thrown your hat in the ring too.
Bobby!
I got to say this. I think what guys want is you figure this out when you're a little bit older and this stops happening. But when you're younger, you will go on dates with people who just don't feel like saying no. You'll come up with, there's some cute girl you work with or some friend of your sister's or whatever. You're in some group with her. You'll ask them out. And they'll be like, Yeah, why not? It's too uncomfortable for them to say no, but what they do is they downgrade. We'll do an afternoon date. We'll do a daylight date. We'll do it during the week. You can pick me up. My friends are coming. I'll be wrapped in foil, and you'll not come near me, and we'll shake hands, you know, when we leave. Those kind of dates, you figure out after about 15 of those, better not to go at all. You don't know this when you're 17. You're just excited that the chick said yes. As you get older, you realize, I don't want to go on one of those dates. If there's no chance, now I'm not talking about getting to third base on the first date. I'm just saying if there's no chance of intimacy at some point that they might have an interest in me, at all physically. I don't want to go at all. And this girl didn't have any interest in Billy in that department.
So that's good. She maybe spared you that, right?
Yeah.
We spared him that.
You spared him that. Okay.
Yeah, saved me.
So we found that out.
After you.
Yeah. So here's the deal. If you're listening, if you're a female or male, quite frankly, because it's getting near the prom, we're running out of time, Billy. We got to really open up this competition. Yeah. If you're, if you're listening and you're not Billy's mom, call up. Come now, open it up to everybody. Now, if you're a female, you need a prom date. Billy needs a prom date. You want to go to the prom. You can do a little school hopping. You don't have to go to Billy's school.
Well, can I just say this?
Yeah.
Billy has two possibilities in mind, and maybe we could call those girls.
So we do. Yeah. He does.
He's provided a couple of names.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they're not answering the phone. They're
really?
Do they have, like, caller ID? Or? I'm just kidding.
No, they don't. But they can smell desperation through the phone line. That's what they do. They just pick up. Bring.
No, something.
I don't think so. No. Yeah, what's up, Billy?
No, something I learned yesterday is that I do need to open up a little more because yesterday was the...
If you start crying or say you're gay, I will toss your ass right out of here.
No. I started talking to the girls really for the first time yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised because I actually got two phone numbers from two chicks at my school.
Really?
And that was a big surprise to me because I never...
Were they conjoined or as two separate women?
No.
Wow. Okay. No, listen, I have to ask.
It's
my job. That's right. As a certified journalist, I have to ask the tough questions. Oh, I wish I could take a nap on a fluffy cloud down Rainbow Highway on the back of my pet unicorn like you guys, but I have to ask the tough questions.
I have to look at the man in the mirror at the end of the day.
That's right. That's who I answer to. Guy standing just behind me while I look in the mirror.
What was your line that you used on these two gals?
Chicks is what he calls it.
No, actually, I was talking to my counselor, and he said that I needed to, because I was asking him how to, you know, score some phone numbers, and he was like,
"Your counselor
is this?
Yeah.
Giving you advice on picking up babes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's cool like that, Mr. Mendez. You know, he's awesome. You know,
Mr. Mendez.
Yes, Jose Mendez.
Oh. Is he married?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I think he has a girlfriend, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over at Gaucho Hondo. Hi. Well, you go to one of those alternative schools, right?
Yeah.
You know really what they should do? They should really just dig a tunnel from all these alternative schools right to the closest junior college, because that's where you're bound. You'll not be going anywhere but junior college runs. My sister went to one of those. She went to Amelia Earhart on the corner of North Hollywood. It's one of these things... Let me explain what happens. I don't want to bring you down, Billy.
No problem.
But first off, you should not know your counselor in high school. You should be avoiding your counselor. I saw Mr. Tomey twice, and one of them is when he was suspending me, and the other time when he was trying to shake me down for information about my buddy Ray to suspend him. That's the only contact we had. I didn't ask him for dating tips.
But is he
Bill Bixby? What is this?
No, it's because I'm so involved in student government and everything. You know, I have to be in contact with these
don't go peers to, in a way.
Listen, here's what the alternative schools are. They have high school, right? That's regular high school. And then there's certain kids that don't make it in regular high school, but they don't want to tell them to stay home. So what they do is they create a fake high school in the corner of the high school so that they don't have to admit that the kids can't cut it in high school and stay home. They go to the fake high school. They call their counselors by their first name. They smoke cigarettes. They have to be in by noon. The first class is at 1. They cut them loose at 1:30, and that's about it.
My first class is at 8.
Oh, really? Well, my sister, Amelia Earhart, there was none of that. It was always the weird stoner kids smoking cigarettes and calling their teachers by the first name in the corner. All right. And when's your last class?
I get out at 2.
Are you going to college after this?
No, but I plan to. I want to study in communications and get where you're at right now.
Junior college?
Yeah.
Now, Billy.
Is anybody in your class going to a real college?
No.
No. Okay. So no one in the entire school is going to college.
Compton College.
That's a junior college.
Yeah.
In Compton.
Yeah.
Okay. So nobody in this school. All right, I'm resting my case. But Billy, I don't want to beat you up. I want to find you. I want to find you a date.
Let's do it.
We'll call these girls later on in the show, perhaps, see when they pick up their phone.
Yeah, and also hear what Mr. Mendez's keen advice on picking up the babes is. It was for Billy here.
Yeah, no, he. You know,
what did
he
say?
I know the school phone number. You know, we can talk.
What did Mr. Mendez say?
Well, he said that. But when I asked him, you know, how to get a phone number, I told him what it was for and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that just to ask him if I could have the phone number because I need to ask him a question in the morning about an assignment or something like that.
Uh-huh. So trick him.
Yeah. Well.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you.
Well, then he can get engaged in a
conversation. Yeah, you say, right, hey, I got a thing. Can I have your number? Maybe we could talk about this assignment. I don't know how that's going to work when nobody's going to college. Everyone's like, yeah, here, hold my cigarette. Let me write this down. Okay.
Well, right. Maybe we could get Mr. Mendez on the phone, and perhaps he could become our counselor, our dating counselor, and he could just teach all of us how to pick up high school girls.
Yeah.
I have a school phone number.
Like, you use trickery to pick up women. That's what you deception. Like Ted Bundy. He used to pretend his arm was in a cast.
He was very good.
Then you whack him over the head with a tire iron. Mendez is right. He's a genius, this man. All right. We need to take a break. We'll be right back with our Moussaoui trial. Tape. David Allen Greer's coming in. Def Rack guy's coming in. Rich man, poor man. We got a lot of stuff to play today.
Cheechoo.
Cheechoo. Jonathan Cheechoo, part of the show after this.
Hey, this is Danny Bonaducci. Please call Adam Carolla at 1-866-901-ADAM. Ask him if he's got bail money.
Mm-hmm. Stacey Galandi is in here. Roxy, Stacey. Now, we were talking the other day about how if your name something and you don't look like something, then you can't remember something. Stacy, easy, looks like Stacy. She could be a Stacy, she could be a Heidi, no problem at all.
I used to hate it when guys were named Stacy.
Yeah, she calls herself Gertrude or something. It's not going to, or she could be a Molly quite easily. But I'm trying to think of a name that wouldn't work on you. What wouldn't work is like a sort of think sort of Sephardic Jew, you know. Think think thick, curly, dark, coarse hair.
Mona
wouldn't work well on you. That's right. We'll work out what wouldn't work on you. But Stacy, look, if we ran into each other on the street 10 years from now, I'd be like, hey, Stacy. Happening.
Oh, I look that much like my name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mona, by the way, another one of those horrible names for an infant.
Yes.
Look at Mona the baby.
Mike?
Yeah.
You want to help out Billy, our webmaster?
I think you should get him one of those toilet frows.
Interesting.
They can't say no, right?
I guess they can't.
If you don't have the resources, you can go to Europe and bring one back.
Yeah. 2 bits will get you 2 squares.
At least.
Yeah. All right. We'll see if we can hit some impoverished European nation and drag one of the toilet frows over here.
It doesn't sound like he has a lot of options.
No, I know it doesn't sound that way. It doesn't look that way either. Doesn't sound or look or even smell that way. But we'll see what we can do.
I think there's somebody for everybody.
Thank you, Mike. There is somebody for everybody. It's just they don't want each other for a long time, and then eventually they realize they're just looking in the mirror. You know what I mean? I mean, it may have a penis or some ovaries. It may not have what they have, but eventually you put pride aside and realize, no, that's what you're worth.
I always wonder if it makes me a nice guy or a condescending guy that when I see two very unattractive people together, I always think, oh, that's so terrific. I think it's sweet too.
For Christ's sake, don't have kids, but that's sweet. No, you know what it's like? It's like when you make that first trip to the used car lot and you go, look, I can put $125 down, and I can make a payment of $80 a month. And the guy shows you. You walk by all the Corvettes and all the slick stuff and all the cool stuff and all the V8 stuff, and the guy goes, here's what you can drive. And you go, oh, please, I'm not going to be seen in that. And then you walk home and take the bus and think about it for a few months, and eventually you come back and go, all right, give me the Metro. Fine. No problem. That's what it's like. That's what you do when you date. Eventually, you come out of the gate thinking, I want a supermodel. Eventually,
an important realization for everyone.
Settles in. That's right, Billy. I know it sounds like tough love, buddy, but don't worry. We're going to get you laid. All right, now, we have to move forward here because news and sports is just around the corner, along with David Allen Greer. Dang, my main man coming on. Def Rat Guy, this is it. This show's on autopilot. I no longer have to speak. Two funniest guys in America are coming in. Mike Lynch, who does the sound effects, does some writing. All around utility man on the show, but his main job is basically run all those hilarious sound effects, put the music in and stuff. He's going out on his honeymoon. He's going to be gone for a week plus. Brian Bishop, the phone screener, is going to be filling in for him. Basically, I'll give you an example of what Mike does. I'll tell a story, and Mike, you just you play the appropriate sound effects. I'll just come up with a story. Last night, my wife was snoring, and I couldn't sleep. I was so mad, I screamed and walked downstairs. But my dog woke up and started barking. You see how it
really
does.
Helps paint the picture.
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, instead of just, you know, empty promises, words on a page, all of a sudden you have a beautiful picture drawn.
I don't know that any empty promises were made, but I follow your point.
How about my promise to fire you if you make fun of my empty promises again? That's not empty. It was so loud that the cops came by the house. You see, you get it.
There they are.
Yeah, and then they pulled out their guns and started shooting. Right. So you see how it goes. Now, he's going to be gone, and he's spent the last 4 months getting to this point. It's a complicated board. It has 50-some-odd sound effects, and there's five other boards. I don't even understand them myself. Brian's smart, but I don't know. I don't know if he's good enough. So why don't you jump in there, Brian?
All right.
Master of the phones, but can he master the board?
Yeah. Do your best to keep up with me.
I'm very nervous, but I'll try.
We'll just see how this goes. Last night, my wife was snoring.
Damn it.
Ironic. Uh-huh. I couldn't sleep at all. I was so mad, I screamed.
I am gay.
Jesus. Come on, go slower.
So I walked down the stairs, but then my dog started to bark.
Get on your knees, scumbag!
Yeah, see, that doesn't make sense. And we made such a raucous noise that the cops showed up. Well, they could have flown a helicopter, I guess. And one of them pulled out his revolver and started shooting. Wow, what a utopia we'd be living in fact, that's what it sounded like when a gun discharged. He shot, he hit me, and I fell into the swimming pool.
Silent breed is people!
Yeah, that's
Brian,
tough.
This is terrible.
Yeah, that was horrible.
That was actually a lot closer to the one that I thought I should have gotten.
Yeah, that is just not going to... It's just not going to work out.
Did you practice?
Thank you, Mike. Evidently not. Point is he'll be stepping in starting tomorrow.
Mike, you can't get married now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're screwed. Everybody's screwed.
Let me explain something, Mike. What the hell kind of vacation? Your vacation, shouldn't it start on, shouldn't he start Monday? Shouldn't you leave on Saturday or Friday night or something like that?
I'm getting married on Saturday. And right. Going straight to the honeymoon.
You always have to have that day before.
Right, yeah. I've got a lot of stuff to do. I got family coming into town.
Iron the tux.
I'll let you pass. I was just complaining to Dave how we're living in a day now where folks, not you, Mike, salt of the earth, but a lot of people do a lot of, like, my friends getting married or I got to attend my reunion. I'll be leaving Wednesday. And I'm always like, well, when is the reunion? It's Sunday. Well, didn't you used to leave Friday afternoon? Isn't that how it used to work? Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen that way anymore. Town, though.
All right. Now, listen, you're one of the good ones. I got no quarrel with you.
Are you going to wear, by the way, Lynch, every day of his life, wears a beard, the same stinking green sweatshirt, and the same hat. You gonna wear that? You gonna lose the hat for the wedding? At least?
I like to think of it as a uniform, as Adam has pointed out before.
He's interesting. Leaving it for me.
Interesting.
Yeah, Brian's gonna have to wear everything. In fact, I'm gonna shave my beard and glue it to his face.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah. You're gonna shave.
All right.
No, I'm gonna trim it up. I'll look pretty.
Yeah, because Dave looks good, clean shaven.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, my dear.
Oh, you're attractive.
No, I just look
find
good.
Him attractive.
Yeah,
I'm a nice looking fellow.
Yeah, I like you without too much facial hair. You know, I think this looks good because I've seen pictures where you actually have more.
Looks a little scruffy.
Yeah,
you like
I think
it.
This is good because it shows
ruggedly
that
masculine.
You're shaved, huh?
Hmm?
How about the Ace Man over here, Stacey?
Well, you know, that goes without saying. You're Italian.
Look out, toilet brows.
I'm Italian, too, by way of Ireland or something.
All right. Let me get together. Have beautiful bambinos, yes?
You're having two soon, right?
Man, why not make it three?
I haven't gone the child route yet.
Wow. Yeah, maybe. We could go down that road. We could certainly try.
We could try.
Yeah.
You know, without results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to offend you, so I'm going to move forward with the program because I have things I could say, filthy things I could say, to constantly edit what I say because my mind is filthy. It has to all pass through a HEPA filter. Once in a while, something slips out.
Well, so since she looks like Cindy Snow from Three's Company, you're the Jack Tripper, and you'll just pretend to be gay and throw her off the
That's right.
Better
trail.
Tripper than Furley.
That's right. All right, we will take ourselves. I look more, I think more of his buddy upstairs, Larry.
Larry Dallas.
Yeah, great looking hair. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with news and sports. After this,
it's time to play Guess the Movie Quote with the Adam Carolla Show's movie reviewer, Oswaldo Castillo. Can you guess which famous movie line Oswaldo is reenacting?
I load in the smell in a pal in the morning.
The answer when we return with more of the Adam Carolla Show. And now, back to Guess That Movie Quote. Could you tell which movie Ozzy is reenacting?
I load in the smell in a pal in the morning.
And if you said Apocalypse Now,
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
You're the winner!
He did say Nepal, but I still know what he meant. What a delight. 16 years I attempted to build houses with him. All right, it is time I see David Alan Greer, DAG, otherwise known as my main man, waiting in the wings. No funnier man on the radio than David Alan Greer in short bursts. Just little pieces. Yeah. You get burnt out if you heard more than 15 minutes
of it. That was very modest of you. I'm surprised.
He's a bona fide talent. He really is. Quite a bit funnier than I am. Although I like to think that I'm some sort of comedy activator for him.
Right.
I enhance his comedy. I bring it out.
Sort of like a funny straight man.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Not, if you can do that. It's like being short and tall at the same time. And yeah, not exactly like a conduit, more like an activator. I'm the catalyst, the active ingredient. You know, I don't channel his funny. I give him a sprinkle a little of my pixie dust on him and all of a sudden he blooms. Mm-hmm. Like a comedy rose. Where were we? That's right. Stacey Galandi is filling in. She's from Inside Edition. She's going to be doing the news for us today. So, without any further ado, Stacey Galandi with the news.
Theme music. I love it. Well, today may be the last time we hear from 9/11 co-conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui. A judge will impose sentence this morning after a jury decided to send Moussaoui to life in prison without the possibility of parole. So now he's going to be heading to Colorado, where he's going to have no contact with anybody from the outside world.
Yeah, I always do that thing where he gets to make his final address to the court. So it's great. The insane man who wishes all Americans should die 1,000 deaths gets to talk to the victims one more time and explain to them how he took pleasure in their children, loved ones, parents being gone, and how he hates America and how he spits at them. Do we really need that part? I mean, do we really need the part where crazy, homicidal, terrorist maniacs get to address the group one more time and espouse their crazy, delusional thoughts of genocide?
Well, man, I'm crazier than a rabbit's ass.
Is that necessary? Hasn't he spouted off enough in the courthouse?
Well, not only is he spouting off, he's insulting. You know, he said, "America, you lost, I won."
Right. And again, it's I don't care. For us, he's just a crazy person. But for the victims' family who attends the trial, they have to look at the crazy guy yell at him one last time.
Well, you know, I'm not for capital punishment. But if there were ever a time where I would consider it, it seems to be this. Yeah. This guy celebrating, clapping his hands. You lose, America.
Fantastic. And I'll tell you, yeah, sorry.
I was just going to say, well, it's interesting because a lot of the relatives of the 9/11 victims seem to think that this was a very just verdict.
Yeah, well, they felt like, well, first off, they were against it their whole life. I mean, when you're liberal and you're against capital punishment, you can't switch gears midstream. You just seem like a... you'd seem two-faced, number one. But also that thing of let the guy suffer, let him sit in his cell and rot and think about what he did and blah, blah, blah. I'm semi-down with that.
He's going to get it, but good in the joint. But listen, we showed, I know you won't approve of this, but we showed the world our humanity.
I agree. We showed we're better than they are.
Well, here's actually a family member here to see if you agree with what she had to say.
All right.
My mother was a passenger on American Airlines Flight 11, and I have to say I'm glad to see that this will be the last day that Mr. Moussaoui is in the headlines. He's going to be in jail for the rest of his life, which is exactly what this man deserves.
Right. Except for the part where he's going to release a book and an album. Every 3 to 4 weeks for the next 70 years, and there'll be plenty of disgruntled, screwed up high school kids that are walking around with his t-shirt on it as an FU to their stepdad who's molesting him. Other than the fact where he's having press conferences twice a year for the next 40 years, this is the last we'll hear from him.
Well, since he's getting no parole possibility, hopefully we won't ever hear from him.
There'll be a Geraldo's gonna go undercut. Geraldo will make his way into the thing. He'll do a sit down. It'll be a 5-part series. It'll be all over the news a few years from now. Well, yeah. Believe me, we'll keep hearing from
him. But I really gotta think, you know, you always hear about the pedophiles and how they're treated in there. If anybody's gonna get the gang rape treatment, and then the shiv.
All right. Well, that's what I love about you. You're against the capital punishment, but the shiv and the gang raping, you're all big thumbs up to the anal rape from Dave Damashek.
I'm just saying that's what happens in the joint.
All right, Gandhi.
You haven't been on the inside.
Down.
You don't know how it is in there, Adam.
Well, I'm just saying. This guy cooked his own goose many weeks ago when he took the stand and just started talking about how he was happy that the planes flew in, that he was supposed to be on a fifth plane that was going to fly into the White House. I mean, he really screwed himself. We have tape of that, do we not? We have exclusive tape, not just the stuff about the fifth plane, but you want to talk about offending Americans. This guy kept going.
I plan to reenact the Battle of Gettysburg using live ammunition. Union soldiers would be Jerry's kids, and the Confederates would be kids from the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Wow.
I plan to buy a gorilla costume, climb the Empire State Building while carrying the coat of Fanning, and then drop her on a group of tourists.
Very echoey, but still controversial.
Hole in the Green Monster at Fenway Park in Boston, and use it as a glory hole to perform oral on the corpse of Babe Ruth.
Oh.
Red Sox fans won't like that at all.
I'll tell you.
Pittsburgh?
I got to say this. I've heard enough. It's basically what I'm saying. I'm offended. I'm an atheist and I'm offended. This is enough. I'm an American first. I don't want to hear any more of this guy's rhetoric.
I will go to St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York and play How Great Thou Art on the pipe organ. It's my pipe organ.
No!
What I'm saying. You do. My penis.
No more.
I wish to sneak into the House of Representatives and fart on all 436 seats. Okay. I would steal B.B. King's diabetes medication and force-feed him Dollhouse chocolate chips.
Okay, that there's no more.
It is exclusive, though.
But the point is this sicko will not see the light of day for the rest of his natural life. That's the important part.
You have to admire his commitment.
You got to say that. All right, Stacey, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, well, Adam, you know, before you go out and buy a sonogram for your twins, you better think twice. Even though Tom Cruise did it for his baby, little Surrey, today in the State Assembly, a politician's going to be debating whether or not people should be allowed to buy sonograms for inside their homes. And there's actually sonograms being sold on eBay right now for like $5,500.
I already have one, so I'm grandfathered in.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, like the guys who didn't have to wear hockey helmets when they made the law that everyone in the league had to wear helmets in the NHL. I was one of the guys who got in the league before that. I got my sonogram off eBay from Cruz before they made this law, so I'm fine. I'm grandfathered.
You okay? I'm good. And it's easy to use?
I don't know. I don't see what the problem is. It's warm.
And the kids look okay.
Yeah, it feels tingly when I put it on myself.
You're not supposed to put it on yourself.
Well, too late. Grandfathered in.
You did.
Tingly.
Well, last night she sang Kiss and Paris Bennett got the kiss off on Idol.
That's right.
Ryan Seacrest broke the news.
America voted. Paris and Elliot. And Elliot, you may sit down. You are safe. Hey. Harris leaves us tonight.
I'm surprised. You know, I don't know how the 17-year-old, how she got fewer votes, but perhaps maybe the audience didn't like the fact that she got bleeped saying the S word while singing the Mary J. Blige song.
Yeah, she sung that god-awful Prince song, and it got her tossed off. Let me hear that horrible song.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Everyone says to me, why do you hate Prince so much? And I say it's because everyone likes him so much. He's a pompous ass who sings mediocre to bad songs that sound dated and bad 2 months after he came out with them. This is the song she chose, and it sounds like fried ass on a waffle iron. Yes, he's a genius, but at a certain point, don't you have to make good songs if you're going to wear the genius crown? And he's a self-absorbed, pompous ass. Please, everyone, stop defending Prince. Stop loving him so much. Every song's about what it's going to take to get with him.
I'm done.
He's
I've
a pompous ass. Everyone listen. And by the way, I was yelling at my wife last night, Damashek, who's always defending Prince. He gets in his car and he listens to Mighty Mouse, or whatever you listen to. Modest Mouse. Hip stuff, whatever hip du jour, whatever the hipsters are listening to these days, whatever the guys
kind of accusation?
Whatever the guys in the vintage Pumas are listening to, that's what you listen to. You don't listen to Prince.
But you make like it's an accusation. Because you haven't listened to a record that came out after 1983 doesn't make me wrong. I'm not tormenting myself
this
by listening.
This came out after 1983 and I know it blows.
And Tom Jones right, did it.
That's right. Listen, you don't listen to Prince. Stop defending him.
Fair enough. I will. That's what I say.
And he's an ass. Yes, he can play the guitar. Yes, he's talented. That doesn't mean this is good.
He beds foxes.
He sleeps with hot chicks, plays a great guitar, is very talented, can dance. This song still blows ass.
I guess I won't.
Thank you. First question for Dag.
She chose it, and she's out.
Yeah,
good.
That's all about song choice.
That's what you get. And by the way, he wouldn't do American Idol because he had to talk to the kids, and he wasn't going to talk to the kids. Oh, sure.
He's too good for that.
You could kneel at the Prince altar and play my songs, but I'll not be talking to the kids. She chose a Prince song. Now she's out. Good. Adios.
They've got the top four. So, yeah, Taylor and, let's see, Catherine, Chris, and Elliot. Who do you think?
It is really tough because Elliot shouldn't have made the top 10 6-7 weeks ago. Now he's getting stronger. You know, it's weird. You have to pick the direction the stock is moving. Kelly Pickler was a shoo-in to make the top 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. Now she's gone. Elliot was a dark horse. Now he's on the rise. He's got the pipes.
Yeah.
He can sing.
He would be good just to listen to on the radio, but...
Yeah.
The white-haired fella is the joke of the group. This guy singing, play that funky music, white boy, and doing the Billy White Shoes Johnson touchdown dance.
See, I'm not understanding
knocking his knees is ridiculous.
I'm definitely not understanding Taylor.
I think Catherine, maybe, at this point, looks great.
I think it's great. Catherine and Chris.
Has the pipes, yeah, and he's got the pipes. Okay, does anyone like this song? Nobody? Brian?
Well, I...
God damn it, you don't like this song.
I do kind of like it. I don't know the CD. But
you like it because you were 14.
No, keep in mind I was actually 5.
5?
Wow.
Now you're really fired.
Fire!
You heard this when you were a kid.
It's not effed out for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Overhear it over and over again on the radio.
It's just a horrible song. All right.
Not good.
All right. That's enough. I was watching American Idol last night, and I'm now obsessed with Paula Abdul and how little she does on that show. So I actually sat there with a steno pad on my lap. Poor wife's going to divorce me.
Counted
her words. I counted Paula Abdul's words last night. She said 12 words.
No.
12!
Not over the course of the hour.
Now, it's a half hour. Oh. And granted, they're not judging. They're just going to them a couple of times. They're back and forth. This isn't the part where they critique. She said 12 goddamn words the entire episode. And then I figured, well, she makes like $5 million a year. That's her new contract. They do like 40, 45. She gets herself like 120K an episode. It costs $12,000 a word. And I counted the does and the ifs and the connectors.
Wow, that is really amazing.
She didn't say indubitably or anything like that. She was, I counted the does and the uhs and the ises and the wases, too.
It seems like they've asked her to keep it short, though, now, lately.
Oh, what a gig. Well. And look, as I've said, look, you can talk about Howard Stern getting $500 billion or Letterman getting $25 million a year or Leno and go, wow, you think these guys are worth, who's worth $25 million? They have to show up every day, do monologues, write, talk, interview. Whatever you want to say about them, maybe they're being overcompensated, but at least they have to talk. Paula Abdul doesn't have to talk for $5 million. And 4 months out of the year, she works. Not the whole year. What a gig. I'm so jealous.
It's good work if you can get it.
I'm so jealous. Yeah.
Well, guys, that's the news, and it's all free.
I like that.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one. Do it, Dave.
Every news girl in here has their cute little closing phrase. Remind me to use game over at the end of this. I always forget to do it.
That's good.
Why don't we use it at the top? Just move forward. We got David Allen Greer over there.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
David Allen Greer coming in studio. Deaf frat guy also spirited around a hobo.
Like power. Hell!
What?
There are things to discuss!
What's going on?
There's sports.
All right.
Sports and more sports.
Oh, yeah.
First of all.
I got to get a Dodgers update. What are they?
All right, we'll get
one
to that.
One game under
first,
500 or 500?
Extra large game tonight at the Staples Center. 7:30 in the p.m. Kobe and company with a shot to clinch their first round series against the Suns. Ooh. Last best chance tonight because Rajah Bell, the Suns guard who's been checking Kobe through the series, is suspended for treating Kobe the way Musaui's going to get it in the joint.
Uh-huh. Is this this is game six tonight.
Game six. But it's right. In L.A. They lose this one. It's back to Phoenix and the home crowd and Rajah Bell's back and everything. Listen to what Kobe says, though, about the way Rajah Bell tackled him on the floor the other day, about how what it's akin to.
You know, I get elbowed all the time. You know, I don't go out there and lose my head. You know what I'm saying? But it's part of the game. But it's something that belongs in the octagon. If you want to train to hop in the octagon, we can train to hop in the octagon.
Ooh la la. Fist fight. They're going to fight after the series.
Yeah.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
I say we put them in the oblong. It's the octagon. It's just more narrow. They really get it on in the oblong.
The fisticuffs run free in the oblong. And then
only four sides.
We don't need an octagon. There's plenty of space and opportunity right out here, man. So he can talk all that he wants to talk.
Not for you, Rajah Bell. If the Lakers win tonight, you're done. You can resume that little thing in November. Now, some game last night in Cleveland. If Kobe's not the best player in the league, LeBron James certainly is. Have you been watching him at all?
Yeah.
21 years of age, keep in mind. Next time you look at him, think, that guy's 21 years old. He looks about 36.
When he's not draining a three, he's taken off from the stripe and jamming the ball. And I thought, there are guys sitting at home that are still in, you know, seniors in high school saying, I played against this guy.
It's amazing. It really, he's elevated the game. It is the next level of basketball. He just is unstoppable.
Well, he's no Bob Cousy, but I see what you're saying.
It was a great duel last night. He had a game winner in overtime to give him the win. But Arizona Wildcat Gilbert Arenas scored 44. LeBron did one better than him, just as the Cavaliers did. He went for 45. By the way, we talked about Petco Park being the worst name for a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland Cavaliers play their home games in Quicken Loans Arena. Loans Arena. It's as though somebody won the joint in a card game or something.
Loans also sounds like a degenerative bone disease or something. What do you have? Loans? Sorry. It's a family thing. Yeah. There's nothing we can do. No cure.
The meds are keeping it under control, but I mean, it's the quality of life.
Yeah.
By the way, you can say
no cure. You don't have to say no known cure. I'm not going to think somebody has a cure, but he's sitting on it. Very selfish. There's a known cure. A guy named Larry knows it, but he won't talk.
Crazy stuff going down in the Stanley Cup playoffs. None of the top four seeds in the Western Conference made it out of the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Anaheim Mighty Ducks up in Calgary last night for Game 7 of their first round series. Ducks rookie netminder Ilya Brizgalov.
Netminder.
That's right. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Between the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
He pitched a shutout. Teemu Selanne.
Teemu!
Scores the game winner. Ducks move on to round two. Well, they'll meet the Colorado Avs. Edmonton Oilers, meantime, have to play a team that's suddenly the favorite to get out of the Western Conference. The San Jose Sharks and their star, Chay-Choo!
Teemu!
Who will be with us a little later on. National pastime. Padres beat the Dodgers in Chavez Ravine.
Oh, no.
The Bums are swooning.
What are
they? They're four games under now.
Oh, dear Christ. They're 30. They're 21 and 24.
All right. What's that going?
Oh. hold on. Let me just. I feel like, because I'm a huge baseball fan, I just feel like I need to give this warning out. We're out here in Los Angeles. A lot of folks listening to the show play for the Dodgers. Fellas, we need to rally. Only 126 more games to get back on track. That's right. And it'll be over in the blink of an eye. Before you know it, it'll be December. And the window will have closed.
All
2007.
Right, let me just say this.
That's 120 games to get back on.
The beauty of the sport is that they lost and they're swooning a little bit. They get to come right back today and redeem themselves. That's the beauty of the sport, Adam. Every day.
I'm just saying, Dodgers, if you want to make the playoffs, you can only afford to lose another 60 or 70 games. Okay? You lose 85 or 90 games, you're out. 74, 75 games. That's all you can afford to lose.
All right,
or you'll be out. Or out.
Arizona Snakes over the Cubbies. Giants over Milwaukee. Bill Beer Makers. By the way, Barry the Creek Bonds.
Yes.
I love that name. The Brewers.
Beer Makers. Yeah, it's
not
nice.
Not enough attention paid to that.
No.
I love that. They're named for beer.
No,
terrific.
Yeah.
And Barry the Creek Bonds in batting practice before the Giants game got clonked in the head. By the ghost of the curse of the Bambino, struck him. Hit him in the head with a ball.
He got beamed in BP?
No, a foul ball.
Oh,
hit
foul
him
ball.
Clonked
okay, because that's a coach that would need to be fired. Hit Barry Bonds in the head.
He doesn't break the record.
An 80-year-old guy thrown from that screen behind the mound, he hits him in the head.
Oops. Junior yeah. Circuit. Halos dumped by the Tigers. Tribe whipped the A's. Mariners lost on the south side of Chicago. And lastly... Did you hear about Matt Leinart? He's linked to Paris Hilton.
Mm. Yep.
USC QB, the golden boy.
Mm.
With Paris Hilton. There's a lot of talk about Paris Hilton. I've noticed with the fellas. Some guys think she's hot. Some guys think she's not. Wait a second.
Mm-hmm. What?
Looks like the officials are gathering on the field to talk about this.
They're
I don't
weigh
know.
In on this?
I think they're going up to the booth with it. They're
well, what do you say? What's your declaration?
I she did that Carl's Jr. commercial. You
looks
know, I think
pretty,
she
pretty
looks
good.
Nice.
You
I
say
think
hot?
I
say not hot. I don't think she's hot.
Well, I don't
she's
know.
She's striking.
Striking, but not hot. Let's see what
the
they...
The minute she opens her mouth.
She's small in the bosoms. And
yeah.
I know that's a gripe for you.
Yeah.
Not as big
I like
for
at
me.
Least one big. Yeah.
She's leggy.
Mm-hmm.
She's nice. I think we've all seen
all right,
her
so
work
I,
on the video.
I say not hot, you say hot.
It looks like the referee is coming to center field. Is it?
After further review, the ruling on the field stands.
So she's hot.
She's hot.
She is hot.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
she keeps her mouth shut.
I don't know. I just...
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
That's why I voted against slut replay at the donors meeting in Tucson last summer. What can you say? I got outvoted. All right, we're going to take ourselves. Wait a minute. There's one more Massawi. There's another tape from the Massawi.
Another one coming.
I'll tell you. I don't know if I have. I don't know if I can stomach it. Let's get it over with.
I would take the frozen head of the Walt Disney and use it as a ball to win the Professional Bowlers Championship.
Oh, that's low. Low.
Two fingers in the nostrils, one in the mouth. Oh, makes me sick. Well, we'll not hear from him again. We will hear from David Alan Greer, who, if he shaved his head and grew a goatee. Eh.
And like I say, he knows how to play the funk. You know, I want to hear what he says about Prince.
All right. Really? Dave, maybe he has no thoughts on Prince. Ever think about that?
He plays funk guitar.
Does he?
I think it's likely that he
I don't think he plays. Does he play funk guitar?
Didn't he say he does?
I don't know.
I think he did a couple last time he was in here. Anyway.
All right, David Alan Greer will be in here after this.
Hello?
Hey, my name's Dean. I just called because, you know, want to get my groove on.
Are you feeling kind of horny?
Real horny, you know what I mean?
Oh, I hear you. I'm getting pretty hot, too.
Are you rubbing your love button?
I'm sorry, what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you playing with your buddy?
Oh, it seems like just yesterday I was holding a Mark Salant board up over my head in a recording studio in Vegas that said vomit. It had the misspelled word vomit on it, and I kept pointing at it.
And tell them how athletic it was. You wouldn't just hold it up. You would do an outfield dive
I was
to get the right angle and tilt that bad boy like you were trying to get more sunlight. Over the air!
here. Take note. Quick note.
Yeah.
Vomit arrest bit.
I was
very nice.
Sort of a, it was like a NASCAR pit crew holding the thing up.
It's one of the most retarded scenes there is. The crank anchors guy, the guy with his headphones on in the studio, and about five grown men writing on the writing boards.
Right,
Stupid things like vomit.
Yeah, when I did the calls, I would have to close my eyes because I would read the horrible, lengthy jokes that people would hold up, and I would get angry in the middle of the call. Like, really, you want me to say that? I'll kill you.
Yeah, it's the young writer mistake when they have a really big board.
Yes.
Like, talk about your ex-girlfriend that broke your leg when you had an accident in Vegas.
You're like, right. What? I don't. Yeah. What do you 28 think? Words later, you're confused. David Alan Greer, though, him and I have a certain bond, certain relationship.
I can tell.
Yeah. It was really like Tiger Woods and his now deceased father. He looks up to me. I'm his best friend. I push him.
You looked up to me.
No. You look up to me. I push you and I get greatness out of
it's
you.
It's true. Man, what a week I had. Man. I just, I marched with the Mexicanos on Monday.
Oh, did you?
Oh, my gosh. You know, so moving.
I did see a guy in a FUBU jacket in the middle of that sea. I didn't know it was
baby.
You.
Yeah.
You know, just the speeches I heard. You know,
Mira, pendejo! Hold my baby. Hold my beer. Mira, I snuck in this country. Fair and square. And, like, I'm going to be president now, okay? Come on. Dame! Eso, el nate!
It was just, you know, wow. It was exciting.
So you're marching. Really, you're marching with your brown-skinned brethren, huh?
Heck yeah. You know, we can't get along in prison, but we can get along on the street, baby.
It's a good point. Yeah, you guys are thick as thieves until you inevitably enter the joint. And eventually all blacks and Mexicans eventually end up in the joint, and then
you're
you guys
down,
go at it.
Paco. You're going down. Don't go in the shower. It's on, baby. I know you, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
It's very frightening.
How do you think they'll treat Musawi?
He looks like a guy I went to high school with, really. I really, he does. He doesn't look like Arab enough. He just looks like a black guy.
Yeah, we make a beef about these guys and their ceremonial garb, but I think they should be forced to wear it because otherwise they look like us, and I don't like that.
Yeah, then it's like the old. I was watching The Greatest
Black
Escape.
Turbans. He should have to wear a black turban with a big red letter on it. I don't know what it is, but we should be able to separate the evil from us.
Oh yeah, I was watching The Great Escape, and you know these guys escape the prison camp. They get all the way to like Amsterdam, and the guy's like, "Awesome, this is my track." You know, and the American guys,
right. See you later, Joe. Thanks. Oh my God!
You know, that's how you get busted.
Yeah, it's like, no, come on.
Isn't that the worst named movie ever, though? Everyone in it gets killed. What's so great about the escape?
But
they got
you know
out.
What? I have it on DVD, the Steve McQueen motorcycle chase. We reenacted on the streets
that's
of Detroit
great.
For most of my youth. It was the greatest. Oh, man, I love that movie. All we would do is play Army, and the last thing I want to be in is an Army.
Dag, shouldn't you be watching Scarface like the other brothers?
Yeah, I don't. Scarface is, no, it's too over the top.
Every single time I watch Cribs, and you go to the rapper's movie theater, huge picture of Scarface.
I know. I think there's some ghetto interior designer. We got to get Starface, yo, and get some more, like, Roman sculptures, paint them bad boys. Yeah, Cribs is really, and the dead giveaway, rental crib, is you open the refrigerator. Nothing in this bad boy, because you know I'm on tour most of the time, right? I can't really stop.
Well, there's Cristal and Sunny D.
Cristal. Nothing. One yogurt that one of the workmen left there.
I wanted to kill myself when I was looking at Little Bow Wow. This is one from about 5 years ago, but it's a 9-year-old Little Bow Wow showing you a Lamborghini Murcielago with a high chair in it, saying he couldn't drive it until for another 6 years. And I looked out the driveway and saw my Toyota pickup truck and just wanted to fall on something sharp.
I was jealous too, but till fine. One time I was talking to this girl and she's like, "Stupid, they're rented."
Okay. Do they do that?
Yeah.
Because
that's right.
Not all of them, but some of the guys. You can tell. I mean, when it's there and, like, the Rolls Royce has a boot on it, there's, like, a big white guy in the corner, like, you know, with the rag, and he's like, "Get away from the car, man. I'm staying here to watch it."
Well, that's the whole thing. When you see the thing, and it's like, this guy's Jeffy Jeff, and he's from the prison posse, and you think, I don't, I'm not an expert, but I've never heard of this guy, and I don't know the name of his band, and he's got 9 Hummers and a bunch of Lamborghinis, and he's living in 9,000 square feet on the water in Florida, and you're like, what is going on? Where's this guy getting the money? Yeah. You think it's rented.
Yes.
You think it's planted.
So. Well, anytime your posse's called the big baller cash money having gold posse, diamond possessors, no, that's not
reeks
really.
Of compensation.
Yeah. That's
not
dollar
signs. Yes. While we're on the subject of musicians, you play it turns out you do play guitar. It's the bass guitar.
No, I play guitar. I have several basses, but what I love is guitar. And I moved to the middle of competency and just failed from there on.
But you dig the funk, though.
I do. You know,
what does the bass funk sound like?
Bing, 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 bing.
Keep doing that while Dave talks. Go ahead.
Now, Adam Carolla can't stand Prince. Says he's overrated. How say you, Dag? Think that says it all.
Prince is a genius.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
That's what we
he
hear.
He's fabulous.
That's right here. A genius whose songs you don't really like.
Well, some of them don't hold up. Little Red Corvette. Come on, 2006. You got what it gets. A lot of other jockeys were there before me. Come on, bride and groom. Come on, let's do it. Yeah, that doesn't hold up a lot, man. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm. What about When Doves Cry?
Yeah, thank you.
I love it.
See, panties still drop when doves cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Purple Rain. That was like the best album.
Yeah, they have. He has 3. I don't know. I don't have it.
Okay.
He has 3. Has 3 good songs and 8 horrible songs. Stop that doesn't it. Make him a Stop genius. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know you're married, but can I get a hug?
Give me a hug, Dave.
The black won't rub off. Give him a hug.
No, Prince is a jam.
Have you hung out with him? Do you know the man?
No, but I met him one time. He's like a little shrimpy elf, and he had a cane with a fox head on it, and he had this pinstripe suit, and the pinstripes were real big, and like you really leaned all the way down, and he was there with high heel boots on. We went to a party in this club, and like they're like, would you like to meet the artist now? I'm like, yeah,
the artist.
And
which
all
artist?
Of a sudden people parted, and he was right there like all the time, like he appeared, and I was like, yo, what's up? And he has a really low voice. He's like, how you doing, man?
That was it.
Yeah,
but that's it's a weird dichotomy. But for a guy who's sort of an introvert, for a guy who doesn't seem like he doesn't want to do interviews, to wear like purple fedoras and pinstripe suits everywhere and travel with an entourage, or pants with the ass cut out, it's weird. You know what I mean? Because a lot of folks don't want to talk to other people, do interviews, but they don't wear chaps to the market.
Oh, yeah.
So you're sort of, there's this sort of thing where you're begging for people to look at you, and then when they come up to you, then you get insulted, turn your nose up, and walk the other direction.
Oh, I know a story about a very famous club in L.A. where Prince comes in, and he's sitting in the middle of the club, and they rope off an entire section, and he's there with a cane and a lollipop. Looking out of the window onto sunset and just ringed by bodyguards, and just everybody's looking at him. He doesn't want anyone to talk to him or look at him. He says, please.
He's an observer.
I've had the same exact experience with Prince. I was once in a club, he gets like about 50 square feet and he's just surrounded by guards, and no one goes near him.
And you're like, terrific time. You're hanging there with that extra drink going, that's him, dude, that's him. Give me your camera. Prince!
Carolla's trying to get Adam to beat the life out of him.
Oh, that would
You're
be
no
awesome.
Genius.
Craig, your guy
no
doesn't genius. Age, though.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He looks the same.
Age. Here's a beautiful, horrible song. Well, when you wear kabuki makeup starting in your 20s...
You think he wears makeup all the time?
You're 108 pounds. Yeah. You're never going to change.
He is going to drop. His looks are going to drop in one day. He's going to wake up with all the front gone.
I don't think he's had any work
done. Ooh, you like him, do you?
I do.
I hear Prince
do
when he
like
touches
this song?
Things, he can heal cancer.
I really do think so.
Do you like this song?
I do.
Let's just listen to it for a second. Right. Tell me if it holds up.
Mm-hmm.
You remember it from high school.
Yeah.
Right?
And you liked it because you associate it with your first boyfriend.
Yeah. It's just funny. You listen to it because it just reminds you of a good time.
Yeah, that's right.
Like on top
that's
of his
right.
game. Yeah.
Right. Shakey's.
Nothing new.
Shakey's, the pizza parlor, reminds me of a birthday party when I was 9. I don't go there as an adult to eat because the food sucks.
It's a nostalgia thing. He's very sexy.
Would you ever, under any condition, go home and listen to this?
Yeah, I'm raising my hand.
You would. You would. When you get on the exercise bike, you're like, crank it up. Yeah.
Well, I've got it on my iPod. So I shouldn't admit that. But
all right. I mean, it doesn't bother you that he's always singing about what it's going to take to get with him, singing to the ladies or heading over to Erotic City.
I don't really ever pay attention to the lyrics. You know? I don't know. I just I like... It's like...
See, I can't
he was good then.
All right, we need to take ourselves a break. David Alan Greer.
Listen, I brought a friend. I don't know. He doesn't really. Speaking of Prince, this guy was hard to get. And I'll let you take it from there because I don't. You don't want to run the show, but he just.
You brought a friend, Prince of Darkness.
Oh, hello, ding dong.
Oh, you brought Satan in, didn't you?
I did, and he's hard to get.
All right. Well, David Alan Greer's here. Stacey Galani also here from Inside Edition doing the news today. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear from the Prince of Darkness.
Wow.
After this.
The devil went down to Georgia. Mm-hmm. He's looking for a soul to
say what you will about Prince, but he sure can play the fiddle. Sounds different, too. I like this sound.
A little down home.
Yeah, I may have been wrong about Prince. This is a little departure from his work. Speaking of Prince, Prince of Darkness is in here. Yeah. Dave Daggeroni, David Alan Greer's evidently swings with Satan.
Well, he worships me as many millions do.
Beelzebub, yeah.
Yes. Some call me that. That's my name you call me when you want to get nasty.
Pardon me, your Satanship, but yes. not a lot of the brothers into Satan. You know, that's sort of the pasty white guy, which overweight is, high school kid.
Which is really a shame, but you know, evil comes in many forms. Yes.
I see. Yes. And how long have you known Dag?
Well, most of his life, I've known his soul much longer.
Oh, really? Oh, that's funny. So you guys, it's essentially how he got the gig, the In Living Color gig, right?
I think we all know.
Yeah, because the rest of the cast is very talented. I was always like, how did this guy get the gig?
Oh, my gosh. What in bad taste, which really makes me happy.
Well, funny Satan says, oh, my God.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a little out of sorts today. I ate the soul of a young child before I came in. Yes.
I know how that is. Yes. You devour the soul of a young child and you just keep belching it off all day.
Absolutely. I've really not been very busy pulling the wings off of butterflies. I like to thump the little bird nests till the chicks fall off and hit the sidewalk. Just fun things for me.
That's a good time. Stuff that would horrify other people. It's a good, that's a walk in the park for you.
Yes, I watch reruns of The Addams Family.
You know,
I like that show.
I gotta say this, your Satanship. We're having the twins, and the due date for the twins. Now we're going C-section. The due date for the twins 666.
No way.
666 is the due date. Yeah, and
hold
now
on. I'm getting.
Getting wood.
A little stiff here.
I just gave Satan wood. God knows what kind of winged ghouls come flying out of him when he achieves orgasm. I can see that.
A lot of times I spit goo green.
Pearls.
Only if you're breathing hard.
Yes, green comes out of him.
Satan's delighted with his own sense of humor, isn't he?
You know, I set a church on fire last week, and it just brought me such joy.
Oh, that was you.
Yes.
Well, the point is,
I landed on two young white boys.
Smart.
Yes.
The kids were due 6606, and I keep passing these billboards saying, like, it's coming, 666, the new Damien movie, new Devil movie. The point is we decided to push it back. As long as they're taking the kids out with a melon baller, might as well do it on the 7th. That's my take, or the 5th,
well,
you know.
I wouldn't recommend that, but I don't want to be the captain of your ship.
Now, Satan, you know, Adam here, he says he's having these twins coming along, and he's been looking for a religion, you know, some more mainstream one. But what can you tell him about maybe Satanism?
Yeah, well,
actually, that's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. You get to do a lot of great things.
Mm-hmm.
Orgies.
Ooh.
Yes, you get to hang out with middle-aged white men with long, black, stringy hair.
Oh, yes, I've seen the movies, yeah. Middle-aged white guys.
Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
Mustaches. You get to have a lot of portly women. mm-hmm. with stretch marks and have sex with them.
All right. Now, look, this is for the kids. So, do I get sort of grandfathered in, or do I get drawn into this, too, if I pick Satanism for the kids?
Absolutely, because they will be in a cult, which is going to be wonderful.
All right. And then perks, as far as work goes, you get to be an attorney or a publicist, I imagine. You go right to the top of the corporate ladder.
Yeah. Is a publicist. Because there's nothing more evil than... As a matter of fact, I won't even take the soul of a publicist.
Oh, really?
No, I won't.
Even you have your limits.
I do. You know, I was offered the soul of, let's see, who is it?
Caffarelli?
Yeah. Yes, I wouldn't take that soul.
You wouldn't take it. And what do you think about...
Say Heidi and Frank, I wouldn't... That's, who needs that? I wouldn't want that.
What do you think about Buddha Foucault and Moussaoui and Paula Abdul? I mean, a lot of people in the news.
Moussaoui, down in the lower depths, he's a bit of a dim bulb.
Oh, really? Yes. You guys make fun of him.
Or we like our evil with more intellectual intent. Seriously. Say the heads of Enron.
I see. Evil. Right. Thinking man's evil.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's
a buffoon.
That's
just my taste.
That's you. Okay.
Hey, let's not Satanate.
Yeah, you're more Dennis Miller than you are Carrot Top.
You know me well.
And Buddha Foucault, what about him? Have you dealt with him?
He's an amateur.
Oh, really?
I really have a soft spot for Amy.
You do, yeah.
For me to take a pot shot at that knucklehead's wife.
Yeah. Oh,
that's pure evil.
Yeah. Well, to hear her say she wanted to hit her with the gun and it just went off in her eyeball.
Hello. I wrote that joke.
Yeah. Good stuff. Hold on. Mike has some baby names for the twins.
Sure.
Mike?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, for the boy, I've got Enzo Ferrari.
Enzo.
And for the girl, I've got Portia Carrera.
Yeah, nice little Portia. Sort of it's a name that women have used in the past.
I have
Mercedes and Portia, ironically. Yeah, what do you have?
Beelzina and Beelzebobo.
Beelzebobo's the boy. Beelzina, yes. That's the gal.
Yes,
I like that. All right. So.
How about Evelyn and Bastard?
Yeah, I don't know.
What about good old-fashioned Lucifer?
Yeah, I'm thinking about...
You don't like that one.
Oh, you've offended. The Prince of Darkness.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sure how Eveline's going to go over, especially like a Jewish camp. You know what I mean? Eveline, it's time to go kayaking. Yeah, I think it's going to be weird.
Who's a Jew in here?
Well, nobody, but I'm sending the kids to Jewish camp so they can start networking early.
Boy.
Smart, right?
You even outthought me.
Wow. Talk about a pat on the back. I thought the great one.
Why don't you come over? I want to start a war later today.
Okay. I can advise you. We need to take ourselves a little break.
All right.
Your lordship. Yes. We're going to play Hobo Power. We're going to do a little something called Hobo Power. When
Have
we
you
come
smelled
in.
My breath?
Yeah, I can smell it
just
from here.
Just kidding.
Yeah, it's bad.
Talk about darkness.
it's tough.
But seriously, folks.
Yeah, you got to brush your tongue every once in a while, Satan, not just
both
the
of
teeth.
Them.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's
right. Now I'm interested. Right.
He cracks himself up.
He really does. Yeah.
Jovial Satan. Yeah, the split forked tongue. Yeah, here's the thing. We have units of measurement for everything. We have kilowatts. We have horsepower. We have knots, nautical miles. We have every kind of measurement there is. No measurement for stink. I came up with hobo power. That's how we tell how funky something is. No longer did the guy reek. He was 23. Hobo power. And again, 50 hobo power is a cat that's been fed nothing but blue cheese defecating on a white hot hibachi. That's 50.
That's nice.
You like that, Satan?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to take a break. We'll play a spirited round of Hobo Power. You call, give us your story of stink. I will sign in a number. Maybe Satan will help out with that.
I'd be evil, too.
Yeah. That's good stuff, Satan. Very proud of himself.
Silently,
look
please.
At him. He's preening over there. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Satan after this.
Want to talk to Adam? Call him at 866-901-ADAM.
I never got past high school math, so I'm not sure what pi is exactly, but any equation that involves dessert, I'm in for.
Well, Adam, my friends, will never
run out of opinions.
This is the Adam Carolla Show.
Hobo Power is a unit of stink measurement. You tell me the story, I'll assign a number. 100 is hypothetical. No man has ever smelled that and lived. And 50 is a cat that's been fed nothing but blue cheese defecating on a white hot hibachi.
Down in Central America, they called in a napalm strike.
Uh-oh.
So first off, you're starting with a steaming jungle. Then you're adding napalm to it. You're cooking everything that's in that jungle that's been rotting for the last 1,000 years, plus 30 or 35 bodies.
I'm going to go ahead and give that a... mid-60s.
Oh, wow. I actually beat the plume of cat feces off the... Wow.
That's how you know. Well, there's poo on a heater, burning hair. Guy died on the toilet.
Oh, I got one.
What so happened to Satan, by the way?
He's being evil in the hallway. Hold on. Satan, get in here!
When I'm ready.
Oh, wow.
He just appeared.
He doesn't dance for any man.
He doesn't, no.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. I can come walk through the wall. And
I play the fiddle for my own evil turns.
Devil does play the fiddle. You know, you don't see him playing a banjo. That's too happy an instrument
for
the devil.
Go well when he
went to Georgia.
Yeah. What's that, sorry?
What's more evil than that? That a mouth harp.
Yeah, he doesn't play that hollowed out fish. A tambourine. Can you imagine how gay Satan would be with that tambourine? Putting his sharp tail through it when he smacked it on his ass.
How about a cowbell?
Cowbell, yeah.
Well, that's just evil.
Yeah.
Hold on. My friend David wants to say something.
All right.
I got some evil, stinky news. When I was like in second grade, mm-hmm. this kid took a cup of milk mm-hmm. from lunchtime and shoved it under the radiator, mm-hmm. and we pulled it out like a good 2 months later, and so it was calcified, half solid, putrid lump of stinkum.
I'm giving it a 26.
Darn it.
Sorry, didn't crack 30 on that.
My dog's breath after she ate my other dog's poo and gets me right in the morning.
Were you making out with the dog?
I was making out with my girlfriend, and she goes, "Dude, your breath stinks." So when I go,
is that why she's your ex?
Yeah, I go, wait a minute. It does smell like poo. So I run, I brush my teeth, I come back to bed. My dog's right between us. I'm like, man, it still stinks. And then we suddenly look at my dog. She's
31. 31.
Darn it.
You're still able to achieve an erection, weren't you?
Well, always.
All right, so that's why you didn't count.
Hello!
35.
Thank you, Satan!
Stacey Galandi is here from Inside Dish doing the news. Of course, that's David Allen Greer with his buddy Satan. All right, let's talk poo on the heater. Brian?
Ooh. Yeah.
Tell us the poo in the heater story.
All right, well, I was in college, and I had a roommate that was going to drop out of school, and it was on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
All of us decide that we're going to take off for the weekend. We all take off. He was the last one to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a dump inside of a newspaper, mm-hmm. opens up the heater vent, shoves it up inside the heater vent, screws it closed, turns the heater vent on full blast.
I like that.
So it sat there Friday when he left, probably about 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Till mid-Sunday.
Ah, so when you walked in, you're hit with a wave of dew.
Man.
Dag, are you okay? I know you have a weak stomach.
Well, I'm Greek. I know. You guys go ahead.
No, I know when people talk about defecating and putting in the heating ducts, that that's something that you can't tolerate.
Jeez, so saliva in my mouth.
Okay. Well, if you want to take the headphones off and not listen to some of this stuff, because it does get pretty disgusting. Yeah, we'll shut your mic off, because this stuff gets really foul. It's really even hard for me to hear, and I have a strong stomach, and I have an ironclad stomach. My stomach is like the Merrimack or the Monitor. It's not sensitive.
Okay.
Roska, get him a trash can, would you please?
I got one.
It's coming out both hands.
Oh, no. What's the hobo power in here?
Ruska, do we have to mic his rear end? Are you okay, Dave? Please. Please.
Hey, I found a dime.
Okay. Dave, I'm sorry. A lot of these things are about burning hair and corpses.
There's
on toilets and fecal matter in the air.
My eyeballs are bleeding.
I've never been more proud of you.
Oh, wow. Greatness
you
here.
Did a hell of a good job. Have an evil day.
You think it's funny when Dave vomits and breaks wind simultaneously, don't you, Satan?
I couldn't do better myself.
Wow. Wow, that's high,
golden tail.
High praise. Thank you very much.
We like to call it low praise.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Have a bad day.
Thank you very much, Satan. Don, burning hair.
Yeah, we used to burn our hair with carburetors, working on cars.
Let me assign. Oh my, I have a head rush now. I can't think.
I can laugh.
Let me assign the last one. 37. He didn't crack 50. He walked into the room. This thing stunk, but it wasn't on him or that close to him. I'm talking about the defecation in the air duct. God, yes, Satan.
Question in the back.
Oh, David, sorry. David. I didn't know.
Can you do sight and smell? I hate to go back to something, but...
Yeah, what do you got for us?
Again, I went to do a summer stock years ago when I first got into New York. I came back in town as a heat wave, 95 degrees. Mm-hmm. My diabetic, overweight neighbor had died and was locked in his apartment for 3 days.
And he came back to discover...
Dude, it was so funky that I opened the closet door that there was a wall between my apartment and his apartment. It was like his funky rectum was there.
Oh. It was coming.
Yeah, it was like, hello!
That's my rap name, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Funky rectum.
Exactly. Yeah. I opened the door and I dry heaved. That was like my first. I was like...
Yeah. We know what the dry heave sounds like.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, but that was that was when I was a little baby. I dry heave like this. I dry heave like, that.
I'm gonna give it a 29.
Oh, how dare you!
I'm sorry.
How dare you! I'm gonna go to the judges.
It was
and
in
you
the
know
next
what
department.
You're a cheater because anytime anybody's at, I was at war, you get 10 extra points.
Yeah.
That's garbage. I'm out of here.
You didn't see the corpse.
Hey,
go ahead.
You know what?
Let's check
Talk
the rule.
To the back of my head.
Check
I'm
the
out.
Ruling on the field. That's what I have to say about that. 29. Check the ruling on the field. That's
I
want
to go to
saying.
Dave Damascrack.
All right, let's see what he says.
Let's see. I don't know. Some people say, I think they
have a ruling.
Officials coming back onto the field.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to jaw like Kobe. The
ruling. Come on, man. You saw him throw an elbow, baby.
You see him get a run? Hey, go right there.
He reversed the ruling.
There you go. You know what? Let's play ball.
Okay? All right.
Come on.
Dead dog and drywall. Now Don said burned hair from carburetor, but that doesn't sound like that much.
No.
I'm giving it a 14. We have real smells to deal with. Yeah. Matt?
Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Dead dog in the drywall? Good. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Hey, might I add, if you look as good as you sound today, those guys in the studio are in for a treat.
Thank you.
What?
Yeah, so Buddy's building a house. Mm-hmm. We're getting a house built for him, apparently.
That's his rodeo, yeah. Yeah, Buddy's building a house.
Apparently he angered one of the subcontractors, had his master tubs at the garden tubs with the deck.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to being drywalled, or right at drywall, somebody chucked a dead dog under it.
A dead dog under the tub.
Which was sheetrocked in.
Yeah, you sheetrock in the tub, you mean by you set the tub and then you go over it. I mean, not over the tub, but over the walls, and that sort of puts it in place.
Correct.
All right.
Only lasted about.
Right.
Paint it out, get ready to walk the house. Go
Hold
on,
Dag. Satan? Dag? Who's raising her hand?
I think
Satan.
This guy's lying, and I like it.
So they drywalled over the dead dog.
Oh.
Disgruntled employee, no doubt.
Yeah, somebody pissed off.
And they were never. And how did they find it?
On the walkthrough, there was a smell in the downstairs bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Tape seams were a little wet. Customer service guy poked at it, and some fluid came out from the ceiling.
Satan, you don't like it.
It doesn't smell right. Let's reenact that. Hey, Dave, it's me, Dave. We're working here, man. Hey, you know what? This guy stinks. Why don't you get that dead dog? Not the cat. Get the dead dog and throw it in the drywall. We're right at drywall. What do you think, buddy?
What size
First
dog
I gotta
do you
go
want?
Kill a dog.
Well, not the Great Dane, because, that won't fit.
Yeah, so medium size.
Schnauzer?
Yeah, go ahead. Here's my gun. I'll wait.
Yeah. You don't buy it. All right.
I don't.
All right, Mike?
Yeah. Good morning.
Tell us the died on the toilet story.
Oh, this is
Dag better cover his ears.
Oh, no.
I can take it. I'm
Seattle,
cool.
Where most of the time in Seattle it's rainy and gray, so you keep all the doors closed. It's kind of drizzly. But this is now the first hot day of summer. Like, end of July. I'm a firefighter, so we get a call to go to possible DOA. Get to this apartment. It's a two-story apartment, and it's got a little courtyard. You walk into the courtyard, and you can already smell something's wrong. Outside.
Hold on, Dave. Maybe you should take the headphones off. You know what
I'm
hearing.
I'm cool, guys. I'm just sweating. I'm sweating.
Worse. You don't have to prove anything, guys.
No, it's cool, man. I just want to be down with you guys.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
So the neighbor says, nobody's seen this guy for a week. We go up to the door of his apartment, and his newspapers, there's at least five or six stacked up.
Oh, boy.
So we open up the door, you know, kind of, it's unlocked for some reason. We open it up, and immediately, the wave of stink.
Wave of stink.
We have to step
Hold
back.
On a second. Dave, you don't have to be a hero. You don't have to prove anything to us. You just, this is too much for you.
My lips always fall.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Mike.
So we step back, take a deep breath, jump in there because we have to verify if this guy's dead or not.
Sure.
Everybody knows he's dead, but we have to verify. We have to go in and get confirmation. The walls, so everything's closed in the dark, and this guy's a smoker, never opened up his windows or doors. The walls have this brownness about halfway down, and we're thinking it's like smoke or residue. It's actually mold on the wall.
No, not mold.
From the decomposing corpse on the toilet.
I'm gonna blow.
Oh. So we find the bathroom. So at this point, remember, we're having to run back outside, take a deep breath in, because there is no way that the...
Dave, take the headphones off. Now, this is too much.
Nothing you can do. We have to run back out, take a deep breath, go back in quickly, but you don't want to run because you don't want to take the chance of losing your breath or having a gasp in there.
Yeah.
Got to play it safe if you're going in.
Sure.
So we get to the bathroom, open up the bathroom door, and this guy was on the toilet.
Okay.
He had serious intestinal issues.
Dave, unplug the headphones now.
The crap is overflowing.
I can read lips.
Basically, it looks like crap is overflowing
over the phone?
From the toilet.
Wow.
He didn't realize that that's actually part of his skin that had filled up the toilet bowl. So this guy was on the toilet, taking his last constitution, had gone into a bit of rigor mortis, falling forward and to the left. He fell up against the edge of the tub, so now his body, which has been there for a week, is now in two 90-degree angled shapes. His skull is falling to the side of the tub. Not a bogus call, I promise you.
I'm choking myself out.
Dare insult Lord Corolla with the
I know, I believe it. I believe it. And then Dave having to have sex with him. I think that's all right. Listen, I can barely take it anymore, Mike.
Oh, man. Made it.
What is our highest score thus far?
37 was that?
No, yeah, but the highest ever I think was low 80s.
Low 80s. I got to put this one up at the top.
That's exploding really? Bars.
Did he say what it actually smelled like, though?
Oh, a typical girl.
Listen, I feel bad for David. And again, Bruska, you miking David's rear end. I just don't.
Oh, I know.
I just don't understand that. You don't do that for any other guest.
The stomach mic.
Yeah, when Tori Spelling came in here, you didn't mic her rear end. All right, I'm going to give that 91. We're into the 90s.
Into the 90s.
91.
The fact that the toilet was filled with what he thought was fecal matter turned out to be him.
Skin.
Yeah. And at that point, again, I torched the place.
I don't get a body bag. I don't collect the guy up. I just, you know what I do? Throw the cigarette in slow motion. When you throw a cigarette in slow motion, it means a fire's going to start. If you just throw a cigarette in fast motion, no problem. Keep walking. Slow motion, fire. I do a slow motion cigarette toss onto the carpet and torture place. Satan?
I threw a dinner party.
Wow.
Right in the bathroom.
Wow.
Call me evil, but that's what I like. Well, I take a picture and call it my Halloween card.
Dag, Satan? Satan?
Yes.
Dag?
Yes.
Satan?
Yes.
Satan?
Yes.
Dag?
Yes.
Satan? Satan?
Yes.
Dag, Dag?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Hang on. You're speaking in tongues now, Dag.
Oh, God.
Satan's speaking through your voice now. Hang out. Can you hang out with us? Because we got the Def Rack guys coming in here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's going to come in. He's looking for a gig here. He's done some financial reports, some news and weather and stuff like that.
Really?
He's going to do a restaurant review.
Really?
How does he smell?
You know what? I can't hear you.
Did I just say that? You know what I'm saying? That's right, guy. I said, did I just hear you? I can't hear you, man.
Put Satan on. It's funnier. Satan's going to be at Igby's this weekend, by the way.
Thank you. Why did the publicist cross the road?
I don't know.
She was paid to.
Yeah.
Enjoy your headline.
Okay. Oh, you're not even headlining, just middling.
Well, I'm just starting off.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Satan, David Allen, Greer.
How about the Flickers?
And Def Rat Guy after this.
Louie, Louie. Oh, no. Me on the go. Ay, ay, ay. Our fans. Louie, Louie. Oh, baby. Me on the go.
It's Def Rat Guy. Here's the thing. He has a handicap. It does not slow him down. He's just like one of us.
In the house.
Yeah.
Regular dude.
That's right. Jason, you know him as Maverick. That's his handle over at the Teak House. 50-year senior over at SC. What's happening, man?
Dude, you have to move your face away from the mic.
Oh, sorry. What's happening, my brother?
It's all good.
Okay. Glad we did that. Def Rat Guy is, again, a 50-year senior. He may be graduating this year. Depends how he does with his thesis counselor.
My counselor's a really cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
He says if I apply myself, I have a pretty good chance to graduate.
Okay. So you may graduate this year, and you're looking for a gig.
Dude, I've been doing this for a while.
Mm-hmm. I know. I know you're kind of... You shot a little attitude toward Brusca when you came in here last time. You had to get up early. You didn't like waiting out in the hallway.
It's just the guys in the house really think I'm being taken advantage of.
Well, I'm just saying, first off, you're at the bottom of the totem pole. You know what I mean? You're just a half notch up from an intern. And I would think you'd be delighted for this opportunity.
Well, he accused Brusco of making empty promises to him.
Well, the thing is, he does well, but sometimes he strays off topic. I mean, we have him do the sports or something. He talks about his Friday. Have him do the, the weather.
He did talk a lot about the potato gun when you're trying to give advice out to people last time.
He needs to be more focused.
Go get your giant box.
Adam, I'm going to step outside.
Wow.
Go and get your f***ing shine box.
Wow, this is uncomfortable. All right, look, let's try to press on here. You done some weather. I think you did sports. You did news. You did traffic. Now you're going to do a restaurant review for us. So, by the way, let me just reset. Stacey Galandi's here. She's from... Inside Edition. She's doing
Hello.
The news, sitting in for us and doing a great
this
job.
This is great. I've never met you before.
David Allen Greer and his life partner, Satan.
Careful, Stacy.
I know, I'm scared.
Also in studio. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Maverick. You want to do your restaurant review this morning?
This week, I went to the Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
This Family Health Institution.
Mm-hmm.
Had my interest peaked.
Mm-hmm.
I arrived there on what seemed to be a perfect evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Moose let me borrow his Hummer, and I had Ashley on my arm.
Now, which Ashley?
Oh, the one, not the tried out one, the one who is shaved down below.
Oh. Okay, all right, that one, yeah. I like her. Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
you had the Hummer that Moose's dad got him, and then you had Ashley shave down the one shaved down below with you. That's nice. All
She's
right.
really hot.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, I had 8 or 9 beers in my gut. But wasn't full.
Right.
On the contrary, my appetite was only whetted. I longed for something to fill the hole in my belly.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, some hot wings, not medium, not hot, but nuclear.
Hot wings. Yeah, I mean, you love hot wings. You had a nice beer buzz going, you and Ashley out on the town. What happened?
But when I perused the menu, I realized I was in over my head.
Yeah.
This place, I realized, if I wanted to hang out with Blake Chambers, I would go to the Tridelt Formal.
Right.
Well, Blake Chambers isn't in your frat, though.
Dude, squirrel Blake Chambers.
Yeah. Well, he's a good-looking guy, does well with the ladies, but, you know, he's a Tridelt. You don't need to deal with him.
He's not a Tridelt.
He's a Fiji. He's a Tridelt. He's the Rush chairman from the Fijis. He's an arch-rival of
that's right. Blake Chambers. Blake Chambers is the Rush chairman of the Fiji house. That's right. All right. Sorry.
He's being an a-hole, a rich a-hole, when he's not busy poaching our pledges.
He's cherry picking. I see. Now, was he at the Ivy? Was Blake Chambers at the Ivy? Or that's the kind of place he would hang out?
Hey, bro.
Yeah, sorry.
It's not Blake Chambers, the person. It's that type of person.
I see. This is for all the Blake Chamberses. I understand.
I go in there, right?
Right.
I'm driving the Hummer.
Right. Sorry.
And dude, I didn't think. You know, I'm wearing what I normally wear. Basketball shorts, USC t-shirt.
Right.
My white hat.
Right.
And the flip-flops.
Right. This is the Ivy, though. This is a trendy bistro. It's upscale.
Does that give them the right to make me wait for 20 minutes?
Uh-oh.
Scoot over here now.
Yeah.
I was tempted.
Right.
To go back to the Hummer and grab Moose's potato gun.
Uh-oh. No. Moose has one in the Hummer.
Under the front seat.
Okay.
In case of road rain.
So he has one with a potato already chambered, just ready to go.
He has one chambered and then a bag under the seat. They've been there for a while, so they have the little nodes on them.
Right. Oh, yeah. But no, that'll cut a man up badly. Yeah. Yeah, the exit wound on the spuds with the nodes on them. Oh, you don't know.
To make a long story short.
Right.
Too late.
Nice one. Hey. Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
Actually said the crab cakes were plump and crispy,
mm-hmm.
just the way they should be made.
Mm-hmm.
And the spinach linguine with the peppery tomato basil sauce, or even the prime rib dusted with a tenderloin marinated tenderloin green chicken. So I was pretty wasted. I can't even read my writing.
What was the linguine dish, Mav? What was that one?
It was spinach linguine with a peppery tomato basil sauce.
Wow. I'm getting hungry just hearing this, yeah.
There's even a great burger and kick-ass chicken.
Okay.
But...
Uh-oh.
No wings.
Oh, no wings.
Such emotion.
Yeah.
I like to have wings to whet the appetite.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
All right. So a decent food overall, but you didn't need the attitude, and let's get some wings going on that menu.
Well, sometimes they say that the experience at a restaurant is really defined by the company you keep. How are things with Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
I thought things were going really well.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We went back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Party some more.
Can I ask a question? When you say partied some more, what exactly does that mean?
Shotgunning or funneling brood.
So you funneled some beers with Ashley.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Satan likes that. You funneled some beers, and then what happened?
Well, I was really full because I got to try all these exotic dishes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think I could do a 6-beer funnel.
Right. Oh, no.
But I did. Oh. But the food made me really tired.
Oh, I see.
And I PO'd. Oh. I mean, I made it to my room.
Right.
But I PO'd.
Right.
Then I woke up to take a leak. And I heard some moaning. And the creaking of a bed.
Why was it Mike P or Moose or someone? What happened? What happened? Somebody got with Ashley.
I can feel. It's like it was like an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up Moose and I'm like, "What's going on, bro?"
Right.
And he's like, "Dude, you don't want to know."
Oh, no.
I wonder what the hobo power on that is.
Yeah.
Muskrat, what did he tell
what,
you?
What happened?
Poochie was having his way with her.
Oh, no.
My date. But, dude, it's totally cool. Poochie, what's up, bro?
Really? You're cool.
But Poochie can have his pick of any woman in the world Poochie. With his looks and everything. He has to take Ashley from you?
Poochie looked like Derek Jeter.
Right.
Exactly like him, but he's only about 5'3".
Oh, he's a short cheater. But he gets the ladies.
Poochie's a really cool dude.
Right, but you're into Ashley, and you do a 6-brew funnel, you pass out, and you bros on top of your lady?
Poochie does what Poochie does.
Right, I understand.
He's not going to change.
Right, right.
And Poochie's uncle is having a really hard time.
Right. Yeah.
And I just thought, like, if Poochie needed to get rid of some tension.
Right. Right. You're not going to judge. Now, any other guy, you would have gone for the potato gun immediately.
Hell yeah.
Right. But Poochie, he's a brother. All right. Well, hang in with us, man.
Sounds like a night made in hell.
Satan, hold on. Hang in with us.
Okay.
David.
Yeah?
All right, you're there?
Yeah, it's me. Why do you keep asking? I'm right here. I never left.
Maverick, you're hanging?
Hell yeah.
Satan?
Yeah, man.
Dag?
Yeah.
Mav?
Yeah. Oh.
Mav?
Hell yeah.
Okay, you guys are all hanging out with us now. You also dispense a little advice, Mav. We did that last time. I thought it went relatively well. If you have questions or you have problems, dilemmas, call in. Call in now, 866-901-ADAM. Yes, Mav, you'll dispense some advice to the kids.
Can I give a shout-out?
Yeah, yes, sure.
Mike F. has a big test today.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you can nail this, bro. It's all in your head. Put on your game face. You have to nail this test, or you might flunk out.
Okay. Well, let's hope that's the win underneath Mike F's wings. All right, we're going to take a break. I know it's finals week, and we appreciate you coming in. Mav, hang out. Satan, hang out. David Alan Greer, hang out. Your questions and advice for Mav or from Mav after this.
Trouble at work, trouble at home. He's ready to listen. It's Life Guidance with Maverick, the deaf rat guy.
Deaf rat guy in studio, 50-year senior over at SC. Member.
What's up, bro?
Hopefully you're going to be in his final month of college.
David,
5 years.
David Alan Greer in studio also.
What's cracking? Deaf rat guy, what's the sound like? Yeah, baby!
Uh-oh. Ah! Dag's going to funnel a beer.
Hell yeah.
Funneled is 6 beers. Wow.
If you're not wasted, the day is. The bottom line with that restaurant.
Mm-hmm. The Ivy.
More food, less toad.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to get off their high horse over there. Yeah, I'm with you, brother. I swear to Christ, you were this close to going for that potato gun. Huh? They're lucky, too. Well, it was Satan, yes?
You said what?
I'm saying, well, as a matter of fact, you two should team up here
you
and dispense
it.
Going for the potato gun.
You said, I swear to what?
Oh, I swear to God. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Satan. I know that's
you
an attack.
You swear to?
Satan.
Thank you.
Sorry, brother. All right, now, speaking of David Alan Greer.
Yeah, man, I'm here. I've been here all the time. Why you keep calling my name? It's not like I'm here, doing two places.
Okay. Quick piece of business. Next Wednesday, This coming Wednesday, actually, I guess is how it works. Less than a week away, we're going to be at the Improv. Christian, our 13-year-old comedian, is going to be performing over there. Now we have David Alan Greer, Jeff Ross, King of the Rose. Dave Attell has been added to the list.
Dave Attell! He is one of the funniest dudes on the planet. Very, very funny. Love Dave Attell.
Dave Attell's stand-up. Dag, you've been around.
Absolutely.
You've seen it. I've seen Dave Attell do stand-up. Mm-hmm. He is arguably the funniest stand-up.
I would say that. You know, he worked with me. I worked with Dave like 12 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, when he had hair.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And, no, he's funny, man.
He is hysterical. So yeah. This is, again, here's the deal. You go to HollywoodImprov.com, HollywoodImprov.com. Get your tickets. It's going to sell out. Jeff Ross, David Alan Greer, Dave Attell, we'll all be there. And then the names just keep coming as well. $20 for the ticket.
Tony Orlando.
May 10th. Can't go wrong with
Jack
that.
Jones.
Jack Jones. All right. Stacy Galandi also here from Inside Edition. She's doing the news. But now it is time for Mav and Satan to shine. We'll do a little advice. Let's start off with Anna. Anna?
Yeah?
What's going on? You have a question?
Well, I hear that you have Satan on your show, and I believe that my daughter is dating every descendant of Satan she can find.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
20 years old, she's mm-hmm. finding every jerk in this city, and I have no idea what to tell that girl, how to pick the right guy.
Mm. Can I make an adjustment?
Yeah, sure.
Suggestion. Mom, pull the redwood tree out of your butt.
Wow.
Maybe you'd like to bed one of these young evil men, and you'll understand where your daughter's coming from.
Geez, Satan, I don't know. I don't think that's what you call sound advice. Mav,
how dare you?
Mav, what are you?
She thinks you're joking.
Any takes, Mav?
Do you know what the potato gun is?
You guys are cracking me up.
Well, now, wait a minute. Maybe he's got a point with the potato gun.
These are some badass dudes.
That's right. You know, I tried my zapper. That don't seem to scare them away.
No range with the zapper.
You don't want to get them ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you do right. not want to use raw potatoes, mm-hmm. but you want to use a softer, a cooked tater tot as a deterrent.
I see.
Like when the cop shot Smitty at Coachella with the beanbag.
Oh, wow.
He was...
Wow.
He took some E.
Wow. Smitty got out of control, Coachella?
He was rolling and, like, he had heat stroke and he got really red and his eyes started to bug out of his head.
Wow.
He was drooling and stuff. And then he took his potato gun and tried to rob the water stand. And the cops, they shot him.
Well, thank God they didn't use a lethal force.
No, this with the beanbag. And this is what the lady should do.
Oh, yeah. Satan would have liked to see a bullet go right between Smitty's eyes.
Guilty.
He was rolling. Come on, Satan.
It will show these dudes that you mean business, but you're also pretty chill, and you like to hang out and party and have a good time.
Well, I don't think you're going to do better than that in the advice department.
Adam, yeah. You know, I'd like to jump in here.
Dagger.
Why is your daughter dating all these bad guys?
Well,
you got to ask yourself that. Oh,
she hung up.
How dare she?
I'm going to go with she had an absentee dad.
Probably.
It started off with she dated bad guys. One of them knocked her up and split. And now the cycle of abuse continues. And the only thing that can stop it is therapy or a potato gun.
Whoa. Okay. Thank
you. That's what I'm saying. The more you know.
I like that.
That's right. You can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of years talking to some guy who's never been laid in his life wearing patches on his sleeves. Or you go to the hardware store and get yourself 4 feet of PVC pipe, a cap, and make sure it's got a 2-inch bore on it. Settle your problems that way. Right, Matt?
We have a name for dangerous scumbag losers. They're called AD Pies.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
You don't like right those AD Pies.
Good stuff. We're helping a lot of people.
Trevor,
about the smell, honey.
Trevor, don't belch.
Come on. 25.
Trevor, what's going on?
Hey, man. Just want to say that, Mav, you're a hero to college guys everywhere.
Dude, you're a freak. Don't break my bones.
Hey, man, not like that. I idol you.
Ooh. Hey, Trevor, what about me? Am I just being
evil for my own behalf?
What about Satan, yes? Worship Satan as well.
Where's Satan been? I mean, I sold my soul to him like a year ago, and he just bitched. I mean, I want my soul back.
Oh, you'll get it.
Yeah, don't worry.
In just about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Trevor. You have a question for Satan or Defreka?
Yeah, more so Mav, because I need his advice. Mm-hmm. I've been dating a girl for about 3 months now, and no matter how hard I try, I just can't manage to seal the deal.
Mm-hmm. Can't get her into the sack.
Ooh. Two words for you, bro. And it's not what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Beer funnel.
You know, I've found through my dating experience that a lot of girls won't take the funnel on the first couple of dates, you know, that's even once you've gone out for a while, you know.
What about a few roofies? Is it the nap suggest that?
No.
Dude, that is for AD Pies.
I see.
Look.
You see, yeah, Satan, I'm sorry. What?
Can I suggest kidnapping her?
Mm.
A forced gangbang.
I see. Yeah, I think that's
something soft like that.
That's probably out of the question.
Only if you and me can get together later, Satan.
Stop being a homosexual.
Trevor.
A lot of girls,
mm-hmm.
they need to get out of it before they get into it.
Oh, wow.
Good stuff.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, no can't mean no if you're slurring your words.
No just means one more shot.
So you're saying give her the funnel.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's try one more. Justin?
Yeah.
What do you say? You have a question?
Yeah, I got a question for Mav. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend's a dance major at Cal State Fullerton. She's a Gamma Phi.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just been really sort of being schizo lately. And I think she's messing around. And it's just making me kind of depressed, making me think that I'm not doing something right, you know. So I wonder what Mav, you know, would do in that situation. Or maybe even Satan, you know. Mm-hmm. I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, what's her sorority again?
It's a Gamma Phi Beta.
Gamma Phi Beta.
It's a good house.
Yeah. Wow.
Probably, if she's a Gamma Phi Beta, she's probably pretty hot.
Yeah.
You better
worry, though. Moose or Mike P or Mike F or one of those guys may have gotten her by now.
Brett Chambers?
Yeah, Brett Chambers. Yeah, he's hot.
Dude. Blake Chambers.
Sorry, Blake Chambers.
Rush Cameron,
yeah. I don't like that guy.
Dude, he's got a brother who's a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Chambers.
No. I hate those guys. Silver spoons in their mouth. I think their ass doesn't stink.
Pretty boys.
Yeah.
Mab, what do you think about Alpha Chi's? I was an Alpha Chi.
You were an Alpha Chi?
Oh, I was.
Wow.
What do you think?
You're hesitating.
I don't think you can see your lips.
I've met good Alpha Chi. I've met bad Alpha Chi.
See.
What can I say? I mean, you know, it's not my personal preference. Dude, Justin, regarding your chick,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Kick that bitch to the curb and shoot her with a potato gun.
All right.
Justin, it's the devil. I want to give you some advice. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So says Satan. All right.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, we need to take a break, but go ahead.
The house in question.
Mm-hmm.
Alpha Chi?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Maybe on a spring break my sophomore year, maybe an Alpha Chi maybe give me a condition down below.
Uh-oh.
It's like Alaskan King fill in the blank.
Wow.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I'll explain to you later.
Or a blank apple. Is one
right?
Macintosh.
She gave me crap. It's only ruined it.
Okay, listen, Mav.
He's pouting.
They said go in the salt water; it will kill them. That didn't work. It only made them stronger.
All right, Mav. I don't think this is the time or the place to air this kind of laundry. I feel like we need you here to do the reviews, give the advice, but personal stories about, you know, getting crabs from
the sword. Don't you ask what I think?
Okay, all right.
Don't say the G word, Adam. You know.
Yeah, you could have just said fine or something like that. That's all. All right, we need to take a break. Mav, nice job.
Thanks, bro.
Good job, Mav.
Sorry about the crabs, Satan. Stellar work as usual. Dag.
Yeah?
Nice job.
Cool, man. Anytime.
Tell Satan good job.
Hey, Satan, good time.
Satan. Yeah, sorry, Satan. Tell Dag he did a nice job.
Nice job, Dag. You're brilliant.
Thanks a lot. Satan.
Okay, yeah, good. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Satan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Satan.
Yeah.
Dag.
Yeah.
Satan.
Yeah.
Dag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We need to take a break. Nice job. By the way, again.
Caught me again.
David Allen Greer this Wednesday.
Putting it down. Baby.
HollywoodImprov.com.
You want to give him a taste?
Dave Attell. Now I'm excited.
You know what? You know, when you eat the cheese noodles, man, what do you do with the orange dust? Get on your fingers. You know? Yeah, that's you know what I'm saying? I touch your sweater. You got orange fingerprints. How about them niggas?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's
don't
crazy.
Don't waste it all now, Dag. Oh, save some for Wednesday night.
Woo! All right.
Good stuff, Satan.
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure you're still here.
Yes, I am.
We're going to take a quick break.
And
we'll be back.
An awful time.
Sorry, we'll be back with news and sports after this.
Hey, this is Peter Griffin, and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're running late. Have a treat during sports. Jonathan Cheechoo.
Cheechoo!
Led the NHL in goals this year?
That's right. 56 goals. And by the way, I don't want to take credit where credit isn't due, but let's just say this. March 24th, Cheechoo visited us over the airwaves. He made us a phone call. The Sharks, at that point, out of the playoff hunt.
Really?
Ever since then, to the moon they've gone. Mm. On the back of Cheechoo, and with a little helping hand from Dave Damashek.
Yep.
You're welcome, Cheechoo.
They're starting their, he can thank you in person during your sports. They're starting their first playoff or their second round of the playoffs this Sunday. But first, it is time for the news and Stacey Galandi.
Well, thank you, Adam. God curse America, God save Osama bin Laden, you will never get him. These were the words from Zacharias Moussaoui. I always butcher his name.
Yeah.
Those were his last words in court today.
We should give them their last words like they give us the prepared statements when they take hostages. You know, the guy sitting there with the gun just off camera. Allah's great. These people are great. They've been treating me fairly. I'd like the troops removed from all OPEC nations. Why don't we just do that? Someone just get off camera, put a gun underneath the guy's chin and say, yeah, go ahead and talk. We prepared your script. I love Bush. I love George Bush. I love the United States. We're all wrong. I apologize. Our bad.
Just get it out
there.
It'd be
nice instead of, you know, die white infidel.
Well, the judge, obviously, in this case said this will be, you will die with a whimper, wanting to have the last word on this story. And okay, now he's off to jail.
Yeah, but the guy's a raving lunatic. Do we have to give him his peace? Oh, yeah, before we cart you off for the rest of your natural born life and put you in lockdown for 23 hours out of the day, go ahead and say your peace. Get it off your chest, insane terrorist. Just lock him up. Please, I feel sorry for the families who have to sit there and listen to this guy ramble on.
They definitely had to sit there and listen, but with everything the judge tried, still couldn't get him to stop flashing the victory sign. But even Bush had,
really?
Yeah, Bush has even weighed in on.
Bush,
he spared his life, which is something that he evidently wasn't willing to do for innocent American citizens.
So now he's off to Colorado. I think we feel sorry for those.
That's
Colorado.
The other thing, too. I don't like when I hear about San Quentin being on some of the nicest real estate in the United States, you know, San Francisco, right over the Golden Gate Bridge. If San Quentin wasn't on that real estate, it'd be the most expensive real estate in the world. I don't like the idea that there's prisons there. I don't like prisons being in Colorado. I don't like it where the air is clean. We're over here sucking in airborne particle matters and dying of lung cancer, and he's over there in Colorado.
Well, prisons should be on landfills in Jersey.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yes. Places where seagulls buzz around.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
Alcatraz, that would be a fortune to live out there, too.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, he'll be in jail or in prison 23 hours a day.
Just don't have it in Colorado. Have the air pumped in from Compton or south side of Chicago. We have more of the Moussaoui tape. Everyone knows he cooked his goose a few weeks ago when he got on the air and just got up in trial and started talking about flying a fifth plane in the White House. There's more. And like I said, if you're an American, you should be outraged by what he had to say.
I wish to go to the Great Salt Lake, distill the water, and use it to rim the glasses of millions of urine margaritas.
No.
I wish to go to the grave of Harry S. Truman. And after the S of his middle name, I would carve in H-I-T. get it? I would dig up the corpses of Norman Rockwell and Ronald Reagan and replace their hands with knives and axes, insert mortars into their guts, and make them perform battle bots.
Okay, you know what? Thank God we got this madman when we did, before he was able to realize these horribly dark
dreams.
He's
a terrible guy, but he is very imaginative.
I'll give him an A for that, but he's a horrible man, and I've heard enough.
We've all, yes. Yeah. We'll say goodbye to Musawi, but hey, yeah. Now, could Anna Nicole...
Wait a minute. There's more.
Find the television Elvis shot a hole in it. And make sweet love to it.
Oh,
I wish it to make Jennifer Beals reenact her scene from Flashdance. Except instead of water, the bucket would be full of my vomit.
Oh.
I would steal 2 wooden planks from the original Mayflower and use them to stage the crucifixion on the front lawn of Jewish-American baseball player Sandy Koufax.
That's enough.
The greatest Jewish-American ball player of all time.
And you're going to steal planks from the Mayflower. And have a crucifixion on his front lawn. Thank God this guy's going where no one will ever find him again.
Good riddance.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem. You know, could Anna Nicole Smith be pregnant? Who's the daddy? According to New York Daily News, the buxom blonde is 4 months pregnant.
Oh. Clarence Thomas.
It's got to be one of those. Scalia?
I wouldn't call her white trash, but I think she's going to give birth to a cider chug. I really do. Just one of those ceramic jugs.
Not a
four. Four X's. She's that white trash. She's actually going to be 4 X's on her cider jug.
Now, talk about May-December romances.
Hmm.
A 33-year-old Malaysian man just married a 104-year-old woman. This is his first marriage.
Hmm.
This is her 21st.
Oh, really?
Marriage. Yes.
Wow.
I wonder if he was a virgin.
To be fair to him, she looks like 85. No. Well, she's just going to kick off, and he's going to get her money or cats or whatever the hell she leaves behind.
I don't know. I guess they'll be happy. I guess, like I said, someone for everyone.
That's right.
What's the appeal, though, for him?
Well, like I said, if she's well-to-do, and there's certain people want to say they're married but not actually deal with it, like people that marry people that are in prison. Those are people that want to be married but don't want to deal with marriage. You don't have to live with anybody. You don't have to deal with their crap hanging up in the bathroom. It's really, it's actually, come to think about it, marrying someone in prison. All right, keep going.
Well, that is the news. I'm Stacey Galandi, and it's all free.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one. Do it, Dave.
I am going to be extra fast. Not because Bruska wants me to be, because shame the devil if I were to keep Jonathan Chichu waiting one moment longer than he has to. Now, quickly, NBA playoffs tonight at the Staples Center. 7:30, Kobe and his pals with a shot to clinch their first round series against the Suns. They win it, of course. They get to play the Clippers. That'll be great. This is probably their best chance tonight to do it, because Rajah Bell, the Suns guard, who's been tackling and slapping Kobe around for the first 5 games, has been suspended. So hopefully the Lakers can get it done tonight for anybody who wants to see the Lakers and Clippers square off. That'll be big fun if that happens. Now, national pastime quickly. Padres beat the Dodgers in Chavez Ravine. The Bums are swooning. 4 games under 500 now. Arizona Snakes over the Cubbies. Giants over the Milwaukee Beer Makers. The best thing in that game, or should I say before that game, was in batting practice, Barry the Creep Bonds took one off the noggin. He got clonked in the head by the ghost of the Babe. He doesn't want him to break his record off of a batting practice bat.
Well,
clonked him.
By the way, his head is the size of a Winnebago.
Yes.
It's hard to miss. Almost any foul ball is going to hit him, even when he's not at the park. He could be sitting in his living room reading the paper. Foul ball hits him in the head.
A fine point. Now,
thank you.
Junior circuit. Halos dumped by the Tigers. Tribe whipped the A's. Mariners lost on the south side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talk a lot about, or I should say, I guess I talk a lot about, the best names in sports. I love the names in sports, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got from baseball, you got one of the best ones was Bake McBride.
Yeah.
I always was fond of Ed Head, Urban Shocker. Ed Ott was a good one.
Yeah.
You know, in football now, we have on the Jets, now we have DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Yeah, that's good.
That's an awesome one.
Emerson Boozer.
Yeah, that was
a strong
nice one, too.
Football name.
You're right. Mookie Blaylock.
Solid.
And Mookie Wilson.
Yeah.
Well, really, the best place for names in professional sports, the NHL. Consider, you've had Zarly Zalapsky.
Yeah.
Reijo Ruotsalainen, the Ranger great. Nicky Fatiu.
Fatiu!
I could go on and on. Right up there, Anaheim Ducks. Teemu Selänne scored the game winner last night to put the Ducks into the second round of the playoffs. But, of course, the best name in all of sports.
Thank you.
Listen, everyone's singing his praises. He's a 50-goal scorer this year. I think we all...
Here we go, 5-on-3. Matt Carl to Tom Price.
56 goals, yeah.
Fires, saved by Lemieux, rebound, Jonathan Chichu scores, and he becomes the first San Jose Sharks player in team history to score 50 goals in a year.
He's a, listen, everybody's singing his name, listen.
Oh, it's a song.
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
song
I didn't know.
Song came out about
know.
It. Chichu, Chichu, Jonathan Chichu.
I hadn't heard this on the radio yet.
Chichu, Jonathan Chichu. Let's go to him now.
All right, he's on the phone.
Chichu, what's happening?
Not too much. How's it going?
Hey, mazel tov on getting to the second round of the playoffs. Sharks are going to start playing the Edmonton Oilers in round two on Sunday. What's happening, Chichu?
Oh, not much. Just trying to enjoy my downtime before we have to get back into the next series.
We have your whistles, by the way, Jonathan, the the Chichu train whistle.
Now, what must that be like when 17,000 people are doing that to you after a goal?
It's pretty cool. gets pretty loud.
Now, I guess your teammates and everyone in the San Jose area is buzzing about Dave Damashek and his number one sports. Do you hear about it?
Actually, we do get a few comments from it, so.
No, really?
All right, Chichu, Chichu, I said it earlier. I don't want to take credit for anything, but let's just remember, on March 24th, you paid us a visit on the show. You were out of the playoffs at that point. Now you 50-goal man onto the second round of the playoffs. Coincidence?
I don't know.
How say you,
Chichu? There may be something to it.
Chichu.
I think you're a bigger fan of Chichu than he is of you and your sports. I'm just going to go out on
how
a limb
could that
here.
Be? I don't know how that could be. Chichu, you're now the favorite because all the top four seeds in the Western Conference in the Stanley Cup playoffs all eliminated. You're now the favorite to go to the Stanley Cup Finals, yes?
Yeah, it's pretty huge. You got the home ice advantage right until we reach the finals.
So. Awesome. If you win the cup, what are you going to do with it? Every player gets to have a few days with the cup to do this and that with it. What's your plan?
I'm taking it back home to Moose Factory.
Moose right. Factory's hometown. not a horrible restaurant. It's an actual place.
Moose Factory, Ontario. Now, how long does it take you to get there if you leave from Toronto?
If I leave from Toronto, it's... Well, I can fly up there, which is cuts a lot of time off. It's only, I think, about 3.5-4 hours.
Oh, that's not so bad.
If I drive, it's an 8-hour drive to a place called Cochrane, and then I got to take a train up there, so it's a 5-hour train.
And it's somewhere in between Moose Factory and Toronto. There's also Moose Oni, right?
Yes, right across from Moose Factory.
Well, you know, Dave's from Beaver Falls, so, I mean, if you guys ever had kids, God knows what that would be like. Moose Factory and Beaver Falls.
Now, Chichu, you threw out the first pitch at the A's game yesterday, right?
I did. I don't think they'll be inviting me back, though. They got shellacked.
Oh, really?
So yeah. A jinx. Well, how'd the pitch go, though?
The pitch was pretty good.
Really? A guy from Moose Factory knows how doesn't throw like a girl?
I used to play baseball growing up, so that was baseball and hockey were our two sports there. So.
And you've actually eaten moose, right, Jonathan?
I have. That's probably my favorite meal.
Really? Your favorite?
My favorite, yes.
How do you do it? How do you prepare it?
There's different ways to do it. We get it cut up like... You can have a moose steak, you can barbecue it, you can basically cook it any way you cook a normal steak.
Eating moose is one of those things that sounds like you're talking about a tough guy. Like, this guy eats moose and craps nails. Like, oh man, I don't want to mess with him. He's eating moose.
Chichu, here's what you do. You win the Stanley Cup, that's what you do. You eat your moose right out of the cup.
Yeah.
Make moose soup and just eat it right out of there.
All right, I'm going to vomit now.
Great.
Here we go.
Chichu, go get the Oilers. Go all the way to the cup, why don't you?
Will do.
All right, good luck, Jonathan Chichu. We'll be right behind you. Keep no pressure, but every time you score a goal, Dave will be blowing the whistle. Play your cards right, he'll be blowing more than the whistle.
Yeah. Chichu, how do you like your song?
What do you think of your song, Chichu?
It's pretty neat. I heard it there. It's pretty neat, I guess.
All right, he's tired of you and your stupid song. Jonathan
Go
Chichu,
him, Chichu,
San Jose Sharks.
Chichu. Jonathan Chichu. Chichu.
All right, we Chichu. Need to take ourselves a
Jonathan
break. Wait a minute.
Chichu.
Wait a minute, this just in. There's more Moussaoui tapes. I don't know if I can stomach anymore. Right? Let's just do it.
From the good in the
it's
world
news.
For this.
It's news. We have to do it.
I wanted to steal the Zapruder film from the National Archives and use it to tie Clay Aiken to a chair and reenact the ear-cutting scene from Reservoir Dogs. Stuck in the middle with you. I am stuck in the middle with you.
Okay,
he's
rambling at this point. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. When we come back, we're going to play a little something called Rich Man, Poor Man. These are things rich people and poor people. Stacy, knock it off at the whistle. I'm talking. Rich people and poor people have in common. For instance, it started one day when I'm sitting over at Kimmel's writing table, and I thought, outdoor shower. If you have an outdoor shower at your house, you're either super rich or dirt poor. There are many other things. Again, there's the furniture, upholstered furniture outdoors. You either you have it in the cabana by the pool, or it's the old sofa rotting on the porch. Super rich, super poor. Rich man, poor man, we have a few. Call in with yours. We'll be right back after this.
This is C. Thomas Howell, and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Wolverines!
My main man, C.
Oh, if there's only a whistle to blow. For C. Thomas Howe, you'd be blowing it all day long. All right, Stacy Galandi here. Dave Damashek there. Rich man, poor man. These are things that rich people and poor people share. Middle class doesn't. For instance, being driven to the airport. Rich guy, chauffeured to the airport. Poor guy has the in-laws or somebody drop him off. Middle class drives themselves, parks the car, hops the shuttle. Things like that, more in common than you'd think. One of my favorite from last time was no wallet. Rich guy has the money clip, sterling silver with the initials in it. Poor guy has the balls of singles wadded up and put in the sweatpants. But either way, no wallet. Here's a good one, I think, from Joel. Joel?
Yo.
Rich man, poor man. Here we go.
All right, here's the thing. After you take a number two, you choose to clean yourself with a spray of water. Mm-hmm. Poor man's kiping a hose in someone's backyard. Rich man has a bidet.
I'm kind of with you on the ass water, rich man, poor man thing and the bidet. But, yeah, maybe the poor guy just takes a dip in the river or jumps in the above-ground pool over in the neighbor's yard. But, yeah, I like that one. I like, here's another one, big jewelry. Rich people wear huge jewelry, and then poor people wear huge jewelry. Middle class, medium to small in the jewelry department. Let's talk to Dan. Dan?
Yeah, I got two of them.
Okay.
The first one is totally out of control kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Rich kids are, like, doing heroin at age 10. You know, poor kids are shooting other kids with BB guns in the eye.
No one ever tells them they're wrong.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, either way, it's either the super empowering 700-pound mama who says my angel could never hurt anybody and physically attacks the cops when they try to drag the 9-year-old off to juvie, or it's just a super rich, snobby guy. Either way, they're both delusional about their kids, and we all have to pay the price.
Class doesn't take sides.
That's right. What else? What was your second one?
The second one is like horrible inherited genetic diseases, like born with no eyelids or five times as much skin as you should have, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the Sharpay syndrome.
Yeah, I had that, actually. It's rough.
I agree. Yeah, that happened to Big Ted. He was born with five times as much skin as he needed. Thank God he filled it out. All right, these are good. Yes, the blue bloods with the inbreeding, and then there's just the dirt poor people that have the walking around with the twin stuck to their skull the entire time. Yeah, very true. Very true. Greg? Hey. What do you got for us?
Hey, Adam. I'm a plumber, and I've noticed I've worked some pretty high-end houses, and I work in the hood sometimes, and I've noticed that they both seem to have gold fixtures or gold-colored fixtures.
Yeah, they're both sort of garish in their own way, and they like... Right, right. Here's the thing. So middle class just has a chrome, you know, a price fister, nothing, single knob, whatever. You go into the hood, you see the gold leaf thing, and the knobs are shaped as swans. And then you go into Beverly Hills, and you get this Middle Eastern guy that's got the commode that's been lined with gold. Yeah. In the bathroom is where it really comes out, for on the floor. Seems like a weird place to spend your money. But I guess... The thing was, when you're rich, the idea is if this commode is covered in gold and it's worth $45,000, I have. Imagine literally. How much money I have I can, literally millionaire. Yeah. Thank you, Belty Graham. All right, we need to take ourselves a break. We'll keep this party going. Billy is hanging out. He's our webmaster. He's 17. He's still looking for a prom date. Surprise, surprise, we haven't found him one yet.
Yeah, he called two girls. They haven't called them back, and that was about 4 hours ago.
Yeah. All right, well, it's still early. Good-looking ladies need their beauty rest, you know? Maybe they're just still sleeping, but we'll get you a date. Don't worry.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, we'll be back with more Rich Man, Poor Man after this. Mm-hmm. All right, real fast. Couple more Rich Man, Poor Man. Melissa?
Hello?
What do you got?
I've got, okay, cardboard boxes, right? Because the rich people buy so much stuff, I'm sure they have cardboard boxes. And the poor people, well, they just sleep in them.
Fine. All right. Okay. That's good. Yeah, if you go over to Kimmel's house, it really looks like the back of a Costco. Over there's just constantly people being pulled out of boxes, things being pulled out of boxes. All right, rich man, poor man. I like that, cardboard boxes. Kurt?
Yeah, hello?
What do you got for us?
Basically, somebody else raising your kids. You know, mm-hmm. The poor guy gets 10 years in prison for knocking off a 7-Eleven for the third time and
right.
Stuck with grandparents, you know, raising
aunts,
kids.
Aunts, uncles, grandparents. Yeah, when you're poor, everyone else, including society, really raises your kids. And when you're rich, you get the French au pairs raising the kid, right?
Yep, you got it.
I like it. Last one. This one's interesting to me. Let's see if it pans out. Josh?
Hey, how's it going, Adam?
What do you got for us?
I got two of them. The first one... If you've ever been hospitalized for dehydration.
Yeah, that is. The middle class doesn't get hospitalized. It's a super rich sort of... if you're running with Paris Hilton's group and you've done E or X too many times for too long and you stayed up, had too many all-nighters, yeah. And then
Or you sold out 600 concerts in a row and you're just really lazy and don't want to do like five of them.
Right.
You claim you're dehydrated.
Right, yeah. It's also, yeah, when you're rich and you have to go into rehab or you OD on drugs, they just say dehydration. Right. And poor, now how does poor get you dehydrated?
You always hear about, like, the 5 or 6-year-olds, the young kids that get left in a car at the shopping market or
yeah.
It was found in a dumpster being treated for dehydration.
Yeah, it's true.
There's an age difference.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. And by the way, here's how you treat someone for dehydration. Here's some Gatorade. Chug-a-lug, buddy. Yeah, Jeff Rat Guy will get a funnel out for you.
Before we leave the air, though, we have to wish Mike Lynch a happy wedding and happier honeymoon.
Thank you very much.
To help send him off with good luck. The big surprise, Stacy is not only from Inside Edition, she's also a hooker.
Yeah. Give me a little something.
Also something good for rich men and poor men.
All right. I want to...
Thank you very much,
very
guys.
Good point. Yes.
I'm sure Bishop will do an adequate job.
Thank you, Mike. It's going to be a train wreck without you. But by the time you get back, we won't need you. So look forward to that.
I'm really looking forward to trying sex.
David Alan Greer, I want to thank my main man for coming in. He's going to be at the Hollywood Improv next Wednesday, as will we. We'll see you then. HollywoodImprov.com. Jonathan Chichu, what a delight.
Go Chichu.
A little whistle. Come on, one more.
Stacy Galandi, nice work, baby doll.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I listen to you guys all the time, so it's great to be here with you in person.
Ray of sunshine, Billy. I'm not going to thank you. You didn't do anything other than not get a prom date.
Yeah. make us proud, Billy.
Big Cinco de Mayo show tomorrow. And until then, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.